Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
By wherever you get your podcast.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by 84 Lumber. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. It's spring. It's time when the weather is so cooperative. We can work inside. We can work outside. We can do some planning for projects. It's just a great time to tackle home improvements. And what makes it extra special for us is this is episode 2400 of the Money Pit. So we're very proud to have been able to be with you for all of those episodes, all of these years, to help you take on the projects that you want to get done. And we couldn't have reached this incredible achievement without the support of our dedicated podcast audience and our radio audience. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks you guys so much for tuning in. We love hearing your stories and hearing all about your countless home improvement journeys that you have been taking us along for the ride. Here's to so many more episodes filled with expert advice, DIY tips, and endless inspiration. So cheers to you guys. Thank you so much for being with us on this incredible ride.
Absolutely. So let's get to it. So coming up on today's show, we've got a lot planned as usual. We're going to start by talking about your front yard space. It's an area that creates a welcome entry to your home, and it definitely delivers some curb appeal when it comes time to sell. So we're going to share some low-cost, easy landscaping ideas that can help your home be the standout of the neighborhood.
And are you ready to move into a new apartment, but you're wondering how much decorating you can do without risking your security deposit? Well, we're going to share some simple ideas to make your apartment feel like home without risking getting your security deposit back at the end of the lease.
And if you're planning on hiring a pro to help get a project done, there is one extra thing that you guys might want to check for before pressing go, and that is what happens if a worker gets hurt while working at your home. So we're going to have some tips to make sure you're protected.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug of war with your house and maybe your house is winning? Well, we're here to help you take back the lead. From advice to answers to hot new products, we are your one-stop shopping for all things DIY. Call in your questions right now to 888-MONEYPIT.
Or post your questions right now to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. So let's get to it. That number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Karen in Nebraska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I had a tile floor put in my bathroom, and where you walk in, the grout has chipped out, and so I called the tile guy, and he came and he took that piece of tile out and regrouted it, and it's happening again. Is there something I can use just to seal that up, or do we have to regrout it a third time?
Well, if the grout is falling out, then sealing it's not going to change anything. It sounds like the grout might have been not mixed correctly. Perhaps it was too dry. Is it falling out in the same place that it fell out the first time?
Yes.
Karen, is it a small tile or a large tile?
I think it's 12 by 12.
Okay, and you're not seeing any cracks in the tile. It's just strictly on the grout.
Yeah, just the grout is chipping out. And it's just in the one place, the same place he replaced it.
Well, when you say he replaced it, did he just sort of fill in the missing areas, or did he actually really physically take out all the old grout?
He took out the old grout and put in a new tile.
You're going to have the tile guy come back again, pull out the grout, and try it one more time. But have him look this time carefully to see if there's any movement in the floor there that's causing this to happen. Because I agree with Leslie on this. I definitely think something's going on there that's causing it to loosen up. It shouldn't be happening. If the grout was not fully removed the first time, then I would think that maybe, you know, it just wasn't adhering. But if it's completely, totally, completely removed and it's still coming up, then I think that there's something unstable about that floor surface, and that's why it's popping up. You're going to have to get the tile guy involved again. It's definitely not a maintenance issue.
I will do that for sure then.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Time to talk to Philip in Rhode Island about a roofing question. What can we do for you?
Well, in Rhode Island, in my neighborhood in Jamestown, there's a lot of beautiful red cedar shingled houses. And okay. I just put brand new red cedar shingles on my house and my roof. I noticed some of the houses age beautifully. Like what I mean beautifully is they age darker red, and sometimes little bits of black or streaks of black and red and deep, deep red. And some of them don't age that way. It's like, and I'm just wondering if you guys know anything about how to get them to age the way I want them to. I don't want them to age light. I want them to age darker red.
Yeah, we don't always get to choose how we age, right? And that applies to our shingles as well. So when you choose red cedar, that gets darker over time, and it will turn to a very dark gray, typically, as it's exposed to sunlight. I mean, I guess it's possible that you could apply a stain to the cedar shingles, even though they're roofing shingles, but most people don't do that. So what we typically get calls about when it comes to cedar is how to prevent them from getting darker. And one way to do that is to replace the vent across the ridge of the roof, or if you don't have a vent there, you can essentially do the same thing with a strip of copper. If you were to overlay the peak of the roof with, say, a 12-inch wide strip of copper, so half goes on one side, half goes on the other, what happens is as rainwater strikes that, it releases some of the copper, and that acts as a mild mildicide and helps to keep the roof shingles clean and prevents algae growth.
Oh, but so then they wouldn't age dark. They'd stay lighter.
It would be less likely to get as dark, and they certainly wouldn't grow in algae. Perhaps you may have noticed that sometimes when you look at houses, especially around chimneys that have metal flashing, you'll see bright streaks at the bottom of the chimney. That's for the same reason. What happens is that metal flashing releases some of its copper and then cleans that area under the chimney. That's why it gets streaky there. But if you do it across the whole peak of the roof, then it will sort of clean evenly.
It'll clean evenly. But I'm looking for that age to look, the kind of the darker shingle age look, the darker color. And I guess it's just up to Mother Nature is what you're saying.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks very much, you guys.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on? You got some projects around your house this weekend that you need a hand with? Well, whatever it is, we are here to help you take that project from start to finish. So let us know how we can lend a hand. Coming up, does your home make a good first impression? We're going to share some low-cost landscaping ideas to help your home be the standout of the neighborhood when the Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did you know 84 Lumber's not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now's the time to plan your next project. Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need. Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to tackle any home project with confidence? Well, whether you are planning a decor project, remodeling your kitchen or bath, or fixing a leak or a squeak, we are here to help you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now I've got Trish in New Jersey on the line who's got a remodeling question. What are you working on?
I have a wall that goes between the kitchen, and there's a set of steps that go down to the basement.
Okay.
My question is, that it's also a bearing wall. Is it worth it for me to go through the expense of taking this wall out, and then what do I do about the, when you take the wall out, it's going to drop down to the basement steps right there?
Right. So, okay, it's a big project, Trish, really big project. Because when you take a wall out like that, you have to reinforce all of the structure above it first. And if, as you build the reinforcement, then you take the wall out, you reassemble it with different types of structural members, like laminated beams, for example, that run that span and allow you to have that sort of open space. Now, you raise another good question, like, okay, what happens to the basement stair? Well, obviously, you're going to need a railing there. So it's a really big project. I don't know if that's going to be worth it for you in terms of what you're going to get out of this. What are you trying to achieve from a design perspective?
To have an open concept. And here's another idea. There's another wall that goes between the kitchen and the dining room. And that's just a small wall because there's a doorway there.
You know, Trish, there are some other ways that you can actually make the rooms feel larger. You know, considering I don't know the exact floor plan or,
you know, the situation of the space. But if you've got some windows in, say, your dining room on the wall opposite it, why not put a really large mirror over perhaps, you know, a service area or some sort of great storage cabinet, because the mirror will sort of help bounce the light around and open up the space and make it feel larger. You know, using paint color tricks where you slightly change one wall color to a lighter hue in the same family can make the space feel larger as well. Mirrors really are a huge help. I'm not talking about mirroring an entire wall, but I am talking about perhaps, you know, some strategically placed, really decorative mirrors will do the trick as well. You know, these are all ways. Furniture layout, if you can sort of keep the flow more open to encourage, you know, a good pass-through, that can help make the space feel larger as well. So there are ways without taking on major construction projects.
That'll make it look so much bigger. Trish, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
So does the thought of planning a landscape project feel kind of overwhelming, especially when you're trying to design plantings to create that big first impression of your home? Well, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, so here's how to get started. First, skip the foundation planting and instead create an entry garden. That idea of planting foundations is sort of an old idea when foundations were kind of ugly. They're not ugly anymore. You can have the foundation exposed. It's okay. And you'll have a lot less maintenance to do. And instead, put that energy into creating that entry garden. It's a fresher, more modern idea. You can have nice wide borders that flank your front walk with all sorts of beautiful flowers. Next, be unique. Ideally, that front yard should contain an element of uniqueness that would relate to the architectural character of the home and add to the style of the owners while maintaining a visual compatibility with the neighborhood. So, in other words, make it all blend in. Right, Les?
I mean, that's true. You also want to make sure that you're carefully composing that garden that's going to deliver a whole summer full of color, some winter interest, a mix of textures. You want to make sure that all season long, every season, something interesting is happening out there. You need to make sure that you're aiming to juxtapose textures that will contrast one another nicely. Generally, leaves are categorized as broad, strap-shaped, or frilly, and they kind of explain how they look in that descriptive word there. And you also might place a broadleaf hostase next to a frilly-leafed fern, and that way you're getting a lot of interest in those areas because the layering of the textures really creates some beautiful spots in the garden.
That's right. And finally, think seasonally. Start by creating the winter garden first, placing evergreen and deciduous shrubs for a year-round structure, and then plant a sequence of blooming perennials filled in with the annuals, placing any fragrant plants close to the path so they can be enjoyed by those approaching your house.
Now we're heading on over to Iowa, where Brian has a crack on the wall that keeps on coming back. Tell us what's going on.
Well, yeah, I built this home about 6 years ago and noticed it, you know, within the first year, really, that in just one of my bedrooms, I have a crack that comes up from my bedroom going into my bathroom door, and it kind of almost goes up probably close to 2.5 feet, 3 feet, and it comes and goes depending on the year. I've finished over it a couple times on both sides of the wall into the bathroom in here, and I've tried to refinish over it. It keeps coming back, and my builder looked at it, can't quite figure it out. And
this is what we call a Groundhog Day home improvement project, Brian, because it just keeps happening over and over again, right?
Yeah. It's just, you know, just originally I just tried to cover it up and see, you know, make it look better. And
all right, well, here's the thing. You've got a very normal crack in a wall there. Cracks often form over doors, like exactly what you're describing there, because that's a weaker part of the wall. And for whatever reason, you had some settlement in your house and it caused this crack to open up. The fact that you're spackling it is not going to solve it. It solves it for a season, but it won't solve it permanently. What you need to do is you need to sand the area of the crack pretty well, because I want you to get rid of all that extra spackle you've been putting on there. Then I want you to add a layer of fiberglass drywall tape, which is sort of like a netting. It's a bit sticky-backed. And then I want you to spackle over the fiberglass netting, over the fiberglass tape, on both sides. Start with a narrow bead of spackle and then open it up wider and wider and wider. And that on both sides of the wall will make that wall strong enough to stand up to the movement that will happen the next time the wall expands or contracts. You can't just spackle it because you're not really doing anything to bridge that gap. You bridge that gap with the tape, spackle over the tape, now you've got a permanent repair. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, good luck with that project, Brian. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we're heading on over to Ohio with Bobby, who cut down a tree but is now wondering what's going on with the dirt settling and sidewalk. This sounds like it's got an interesting story, Bobby. What happened to the tree?
Well, got a disease in it, and they recommended that I cut it down before it falls on my house. So I had it cut down, and they ground out the stump, and now I was wondering, how long do I have to wait for the dirt to settle, or if I even have to wait to extend my sidewalk?
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to build a sidewalk on top of all of the ground-out sawdust, because that clearly is going to decay away. I think the best thing to do is to try to add some stone to that stumped area, maybe rake out all of the sawdust, and pack it with stone, and then make sure the new sidewalk is poured over that stone, or even embed some of the stone into the concrete, because otherwise you're going to build a sidewalk on top of an unstable piece of soil, and that could crack. Another option there is to have the mason add some reinforcement to the sidewalk and make sure the reinforcement straddles the weak area of the soil, so that, again, if you do get some additional compression, the sidewalk won't crack and sink in that area. You're wise to raise this question. You do need to work around it, and I think a good quality mason can help you do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bobby. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Mike in Illinois on the line with a fireplace question. How can I help you today?
Okay, we're getting ready to move into a home that has two fireplaces, one on the first floor and one in the basement. The first floor is a stove insert, and there's two separate chimneys that terminate next to each other. The previous owner is telling us that when you're burning a fire in the stove, sometimes you get smoke out of the basement fireplace. Even with the damper closed, sometimes a little smoke, sometimes a lot of smoke. So we're just wondering what's going on there and how to solve that.
Well, the reason it happens is because the chimney is cold. Generally, when a chimney is cold, you get condensation of the smoke inside the chimney, and that makes it heavy, and it can push it down. So if a chimney does not have good draft, then you're not going to evacuate the smoke from the chimney through the outside. So the question is, how do you make that chimney improve the draft? And there's a number of ways that's done. Sometimes the chimney is raised, so we make it taller. Sometimes on the fireplace itself, you build in what's called a smoke shield, which is usually a piece of metal that's across the front of the fireplace that's maybe 6 or 8 inches deep, so that it improves the draft right at the front of the fireplace, and that can speed it up. But it's the kind of project that you really need to have a chimney expert look at. And I would not go to a mason for this. I would go to a shop that sells wood stoves and fireplaces, because they're going to have the expertise that you need here. But the reason it's happening is because the chimney is not drafting properly. And you can minimize it, by the way, by always building a very small fire and then building it up from there. You don't want to kind of go with a big fire right off, because the chimney doesn't have a chance to warm up, and you'll get more smoke that way. But when you do build a fire, if you start small and then let the chimney warm up, and then before you go a little bigger, that can minimize it. But I really think you need to have an expert look at it, because that can be quite a nasty problem, especially if somebody else builds the fire besides you and fills the house with smoke.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Mike. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready to move into a new apartment? Well, we've got some simple decorating ideas to make your apartment feel like home, plus making sure that you're able to get that security deposit back when ultimately you move at the end of the lease. That's all coming up next on the Money Pit.
888 Money Pit.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lox Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil. Put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Baselite pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Lauk's Landscape Supply's spring sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good
homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, guys, 84 Lumber is celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th. So stop by any 84 Lumber store and come plan your next project.
That's right. Whether it's a new deck, fence, or door, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and building materials you need and knowledgeable staff ready to help.
You can visit 84lumber.com to find project plans and ideas and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com.
Now we've got Melanie in California on the line with a decorating question. What can we do for you today?
I have untreated V. rusticmi, knotty pine, throughout the house. I would like to continue into a 8x12 bathroom with the same. Is this the best application for the bathroom, or will untreated wood hold up to condensation?
Now, where are you seeing this, on the walls, on the ceiling?
Oh, well, I'd like to do the whole bathroom, yes, walls and ceiling.
I would say, Leslie, that untreated knotty pine is a really bad idea for a bathroom.
Yeah.
I actually do have a bathroom that's got pine wainscoting, but it's completely sealed, and it goes up about halfway up the wall. I would definitely not put unfinished wood in the bathroom because it's going to soak up the moisture. It's going to grow mold or mildew, and just is not going to look right. You can't clean it either. So a bad idea for the ceiling. That said, if you like the look of wood, there are many ceiling tile products that do look quite a lot like wood.
Okay. We're limited. We're in a small area, so we're limited as far as hardware's going and paneling. We've checked out our local hardware stores, and where's the best place to find, say, ceiling paneling? And
well, now, a clever, creative idea, which, you know, you might be able to source online, and perhaps you haven't looked at some of this in the local places to you, would be a laminate flooring that's a plank that looks like a knotty pine, so that we could utilize that in the same application that you're talking about, but it's made to withstand high moisture situations because it's, you know, a manufactured product and not a natural product.
Sure, sure.
And that, because it's sold in planks, if you do have to order it online or if somebody, you know, has to order it from the vendor directly through your local stores, it ships really easily because of its packaging and being plank size. You're not going to have a hard time getting it in rather than a sheet product.
Oh, okay, very good. And I think that would look far better than a sheet product. We just, I think that's...
Oh, absolutely.
Don't care. The wainscoting or coating, how do you pronounce that? Is that...
I say wainscoting, but I think everybody says it everywhere. They feel like tomato, tomato.
Which is very attractive, but we need to do this complete up the walls.
You don't have to. You could go partially up the walls and then trim off the top edge of it.
Hmm. And then with, okay.
It depends on what look you're going for. For example, Leslie, you've often given the suggestion that you can take an old door, turn it on its side, and that could be a wainscoting.
I mean, that works out beautifully, especially because it gives you the paneling sort of built right into the door. The only issue there is that anywhere you've got an electrical outlet or something that might protrude from the wall, you're going to have to bump that out to accommodate the extra thickness of the door. Not a big deal, but it's an extra step.
Boy, it sure is. Okay, well, thank you so much. That's a lot to think about, and I really like that plank flooring idea. I thought that never even crossed my mind, nor my husband's.
All right, well, good luck with that project.
Thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, for a lot of people, moving into an apartment is the first stepping stone to buying a home. But while it's not always easy to find affordable apartment decor, you can make it happen. And here's a few ideas to get you started. Have you guys looked at peel-and-stick wallpaper lately? I mean, it's removable. It's repositionable. You can put it up. You can take it down if you don't like it. And it's super easy. And there's so many beautiful design options out there. I mean, you could go crazy with a pattern, or you can just go interesting with a texture. So there's a lot of ways to temporarily change a space without ruining that space, which is great for an apartment. And I did this in the kitchen in my first apartment. I had the tiniest apartment on 28th Street. It was super white walls. It was very boring. It had fluorescent lighting, and it just kind of made this kitchen space like just terrible to be in. And no one liked being in that kitchen either. And it didn't make sense to paint such a small area and have to repaint it again when ultimately I was just going to move. So I picked out a great wallpaper. It added a fun pattern, which I could kind of go big with because the space was so small. And then when I was moving, I just peeled it right off.
That's awesome. Now, another trick is to add a large mirror in your living room. If you add a big mirror in your living room, you'll not only make the space seem bigger, but it'll also act as a piece of wall decor. So it's kind of like covers two bases there. And just like with the wallpaper, there are a lot of options to choose from. If you're worried about putting holes in your walls, then go with an oversized wall mirror. These can be leaned up against the wall with zero chance of damage to the apartment, and they will totally open up the space.
Yeah, the other thing you can do is make over the bathroom. I'm telling you, the entire ambience of your apartment is going to change if you take that, like, tiny little powder room or bathroom, whatever your apartment has to offer, and just give it a little bit of pizzazz. I mean, change the shower curtain, add something with a little bit more color, pair that with a cute little bath rug and some matching decor for the sink or a shelf if you've got one in there. Put up some cute signs, you know, some pictures from your travels. Print them in black and white, and it suddenly takes on a different feel. So there's tons of different things that you can do, and if you're worried about actually attaching anything to the wall because it's a rental, there's a lot of adhesive hangers that are designed to be removable without damaging the wall. So a lot of great ways that you can just spruce up a tiny space, and believe it or not, guys, everybody who comes into your apartment is going to use the bathroom. So you got to make it look cute.
So there you go. There's a lot of things that you can do to an apartment that are not going to impact your security deposit and really going to shape up the place and really make it personalized for what you enjoy.
This is the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, give us a call so we can help you get that project done right without calling us 100,000 times. Although, truly, we will take all of those calls and help you with every step of your project. So no worries if you want to do that. Coming up, if you're ready to hire a pro to help you with a big project this spring, then there's one thing you need to check out before pressing go. We've got some tips to share next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did you know 84 Lumber is not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now's the time to plan your next project.
Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need.
Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping.
Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Ohio Esteban, our latest reviewer on Apple Podcasts. He titles it Upkeep Central, great podcast covering relevant topics in just the right depth. I enjoy the way you troubleshoot with listener and offer options for resolving repair problems. Keep up the good work. Well, Ohio, thank you so much for submitting that review, a five-star review on Apple Podcasts. We really, really appreciate it. It makes it possible for us to continue doing what we do, which is to love helping you get your projects done.
That's right. You know, whether you are sprucing up your space for resale or creating your dream home, this podcast is the ultimate guide to success. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Brandon in South Dakota is on the line with a garbage disposal question. What can we do for you today?
I got a family, two little boys, and I was just wondering about sizing a garbage disposal. Should I go with a half horse, a three-quarter horse? And then my follow-up question to that is, how hard is it? Kind of a novice do-it-yourselfer, would I be able to put it in myself?
So to your first question, you know, I know that they sell disposers that are as small as about a quarter horse or a third horse, but I would never buy one that size in a million years because I just see that as a problem in terms of clogs and inability to grind stuff up and maybe tripping all the time. So I would definitely recommend you get a half or even three-quarter horse. I mean, the additional expense is not significant. And I really think it's going to give you better performance over a greater number of years. In terms of installing them, they're actually not really that difficult to do if you can handle basic plumbing projects. But remember, you also got to handle basic electrical work. And, you know, that can get tricky if you're not familiar, and it can actually be dangerous. So it's not a hard plumbing or electrical project to do, but you got to have some basic skills to take it on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
All right, Brandon, good luck with that project, and good luck with those boys.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for your help.
Well, as you plan your home improvement projects for spring, you might be planning to hire some contractors to help because sometimes it's not smart to DIY a project, right? So if it's the case that you're going to hire a pro, you must make sure that they are properly insured because if not, you may end up footing the bill in the event of an accident or a renovation that goes terribly wrong.
Yeah, you know, in many areas of the United States, contractors that work for themselves are not required by law to have liability insurance or workman's comp, which is why it's important for you to get proof of insurance before the start of any home improvement project. Also, if you think you're already covered by your homeowner's insurance, actually, you might not be. Homeowner's insurance policies generally don't cover incidents that are involving uninsured or unlicensed contractors, or I should say and or unlicensed contractors. So you have to look at the verbiage in your homeowner's insurance very carefully. Don't just assume that you have coverage there.
Yeah, now the other thing to be aware of is that uninsured contractors also tend to be unfamiliar with building codes and are usually unable or unwilling to apply for permits. When a project lacks those proper permits, a homeowner can be ordered to remove or repair the work that has already been done. So make sure you're hiring a real pro. Be sure to check your contractor's insurance before allowing any work to start on your property.
Sandra, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, hello. My question concerns, would you recommend a radon test for a house? Our home is a two-story house on a hill, and the lower level, which is completely finished, is two sides underground, and it has two sides ground level. And if we have a radon problem, can something be done to correct that? We're in the Pacific Northwest, about 60 miles south of Seattle.
And do you hear about high radon levels in that area coming up occasionally?
I don't, but I've never talked about it with anybody. So I saw something in the paper recently that suggested people have this test.
Well, it's certainly a good idea. So order a radon test kit. You can probably find one online. The type you want is called charcoal adsorption, A-D-S-O-R-B, ad, not ab, adsorption. And it's a type of test that you'll put in the home for anywhere from about 3 to 7 days. You open up this charcoal canister or this charcoal packet, depending on the type of test. You leave it in the lowest living space, so whatever the lowest area finished living space is, you leave it there for that period of time. You seal it back up. You send it off to a lab. They're going to give you a result. If it comes in at 4 picocuries per liter of air or higher, then that's the action guideline, after which point you would want to consider some sort of remediation. Now, you ask the question, well, how do I do that exactly? And the answer is it's harder when the whole space is finished, but it's not impossible. Generally, the way radon is mitigated is by a system called a subslab ventilation system, where they basically run pipes below the surface of the lowest slab and pull the gas out of the soil and then discharge it outside. So it's a matter of figuring out where to get that pipe into the slab and where to discharge it out, you know, with the least amount of disturbance. But a good radon mitigator can do this even in a finished house.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds quite complex.
Well, it's pretty straightforward, but you got to start with the test. So I would do that first.
Right, and that's only if they find something.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay, are there areas in the country where you're more likely to have radon?
Yep. There's a. If you go to the EPA website, epa.gov/radon, there's information about radon zones across the entire country, including contact information for your local state area.
Oh, all right.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, here's a question. Do you guys like popcorn? I mean, I love popcorn. Popcorn truly is my most favorite snack, but I like popcorn as food, just not on my ceiling as a texture, which I think a lot of you guys can agree with there. Coming up, we're going to help a listener who says his popcorn ceiling has got to go when the Money Pit returns.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Home Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask.
Howard from Tyler, Texas, wrote into Team Money Pit and has a question about removing popcorn ceiling. Is there any way to do this myself, or do I need to hire a pro to remove all of that stuff, and then we can repaint the ceiling?
Well, yes and yes. I mean, look, it's a lot of work, and if you want to take it on yourself, you certainly could. If you hire a pro that does this all the time, it's going to go quicker and smoother. It'll probably come out better.
And it won't end up in your eyes.
Yeah. And you wouldn't want to mix that popcorn with what you have in the bowl, right, Leslie, for your favorite
that
snack.
That's true.
Especially because it could contain asbestos. So that's always the first place to start, is to test the ceiling material to see if it contains asbestos. There are lots of mail-in test kits that are available where you can just put a little piece of that inside an envelope and send it away for a test. If it's got asbestos, then you need a special contractor to remove that. But generally speaking, the way this job goes is you spray it down to get it wet or damp, not soaking, but pretty wet. I like to use a garden sprayer for that, like a pump-up garden sprayer, because it's easy to handle. And then as you wet it, then you scrape it off, and you can use a wide scraper that's like a ceiling scraper. It's like very wide, has a long handle on it, it makes it easier to reach. And you're scraping the stuff off, and then it falls. Of course, it has to be all tarped off and everything. And once you get all of this stuff off, and it is a lot of work, you know, it's not all going to come off easily. There's going to be some areas that leave a little bit of, take a little drywall with it. You're going to do some patching and that sort of thing. But after you get it all off and you've got the surface kind of where you want it, then it's really important that you prime it. And I would use an oil-based primer for this, because you really want to get a nice solid surface there that can seal in whatever's underneath this and give you a good base to apply the top coat to. And then you use ceiling paint over that. Make sure the ceiling paint is flat. You never want to use anything but a flat sheen on the paint, because when the sunlight hits it, when the lighting in the house hits it, it will show every defect in that ceiling and just look terrible if it's got any kind of sheen to it or any kind of shine to it. So make sure it's flat paint. Now, the other thing I'll mention is, if you just, if you don't like the popcorn, but it kind of looks dirty and disgusting, you could paint it without removing it. There are special rollers that are really thick, and they have slits in them, so they kind of put a lot of paint in between those kernels of popcorn, I will call it, and you can just paint that popcorn ceiling and brighten it up again. So you've got some options on how to tackle that. And if you want to go with a pro, it's going to be easier, but more expensive, but you can do it yourself with the right tools, a lot of time, and some tall ladders.
All right. Now, Robin says, I was listening to your podcast a few weeks back, and you talked about a way to install tile backsplash without using any of that thick, gooey mastic. I'm ready for a project and hope you can walk me through it. Yeah, Robin, we've actually used this before ourselves, Tom and I, on work projects and at home. It's called Simple Mat, and it's made by Custom Building Products, and it's basically super quick and easy and really tidy. It's like a giant sticker. But, man, is it super, duper, duper, duper sticky. So you make sure your surface is prepped correctly. Then you attach the Simple Mat to it. And once you've got the Simple Mat in place, you can start to install your tile. And the tile is just going to stick and stay right in place. You don't have to wait for it to dry. You can grout right away. And you can actually find it right at the Home Depot. So get to it, lady. You can start now.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, episode 2400, wrapping up. Thank you so much for spending your time with us today. We hope that we've been able to fill you in on some great home improvement ideas and talk about some projects that you're interested in getting done. If you've got a project in mind and you'd like us to cover it, reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics.
On the web,
via satellite, social media, and on the radio. It's in our name, Radio America.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And Algae Cal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Farmers Insurance presents 60 Seconds of Service.
Kindness displayed with this gracious parade. That story next.
As a top military employer, Farmers Insurance thanks all service members and their families for preserving freedom at home and overseas.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
A Korean War veteran who celebrated his 90th birthday last Saturday had no idea he was going to be treated to a motorcade of well-wishers driving by in front of his Hamburg home. They were waving, cheering, and stopping to drop off birthday cards and other gifts. Gino Gervasi, born in Detroit and raised in the downriver suburb of Melvindale, was beaming from ear to ear as he waved at the cars going by in the long procession. Saying he couldn't believe what the fuss was all about, he received numerous cards from people he didn't even know, saying he was touched by the sentiments expressed inside the cards. One person even gave him a package of Italian salami and provolone. For more great stories and interviews, just visit thenationaldefense.com.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast. With no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles, we make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Arch Fit Shoes.
If you've never tried Arch Fit Shoes from Skechers, you're missing out on next level comfort. Saying you like comfort but not trying Arch Fit is like saying you like Italian food but you've never tried pasta. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists who used over 20 years of data to create a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all day comfort. Arch Fit distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. You don't need an arch problem to love how they feel.
See all the styles of machine washable Arch Fit Shoes now at Skechers.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Wherever you get your podcast.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by 84 Lumber. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects that you want to get done around your house. You need some tips on how to tackle a project, how to do a repair. We will help you get it done. We will inspire you. We will help you build confidence. We will guide you. We will coach you, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a do-it-for-me kind of home improver. We're here to move you forward in your home improvement journey. You can reach out with your questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. You can record your question to us, and you'll get the quickest possible response. Coming up on today's show, are your windows drafty or simply worn out? Maybe you're wondering whether you can repair them or you need to totally replace them. Well, we're going to share a checklist to help you determine the best course of action for your home and your budget.
And if you're ready to take on a project and you're not sure what materials you need, HGTV star Steve Ford is joining us to share how one home improvement retailer is stepping up to help DIYers.
And now that spring is in full swing, you may be finding that between the lawnmowers and the kids' bikes and the yard gear, you might be a little tight in outside storage. So building a shed could be a good solution. We're going to tell you what you need to know to plan that project.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you're doing the job yourself or hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get the job done right.
So your job is to reach out to us with your projects and questions. A couple of ways to do that. As I said, 888 Money Pit is the phone number. That's 888-666-3974. You can call us 24/7 or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Karen in Pennsylvania is dealing with some mold in the basement. Tell us what's going on.
My mom has a house that the basement is, we put it up for sale and nobody noticed this. And one person came in and tore wallpaper off the wall. And we noticed that it had mold from the floor to the ceiling and even in the inner walls. So I had a gentleman come and look at it. And he said it would take $30,000 plus. And he would come in, remove all the interior walls, all the wood, the paneling, everything off the wall, down to the bare. He would have a chemical put on, clean it, and then it would never come back. And then the second guy came in, and he said he would rip everything out, as he said. He would coat it, clean it, and guarantee it that if it did come back, he'd fix it for $10,000.
Yeah, I don't think you need either of these guys. You don't have enough information yet, and I don't think you're talking to the right people. I doubt either of them are professional road mold mitigators. It sounds to me like they're just trying to size you up for as much money as they can get from you. The first thing you want to do is test the mold, figure out what kind of mold it is. And that's done. There's a couple of easy ways to do that. But basically, you take a sample and you send it out to a lab, and they tell you what you got. And then you can kind of design a mitigation plan around that. You know, I need to get a sense as to how much mold is there. But if it's just a little bit of mold behind the wallpaper, you know, you may not need to pull all this out. You might be able to treat it right in place. But it doesn't sound right.
Where the bathroom is has an inner wall. And that is halfway down with mold.
Okay. How much mold are we talking about here, square footage-wise? Is it like a 4x4 foot by 4 foot space? Or
we're going to say all the outer walls, because we since went around and pulled off some wallpaper here and moved some paneling. And we also, the first guy that came in for $30,000 brought in a light. And to me, it looked like a black light. But he brought the light in that was a special light, and it can tell what type of mold it was and where the mold was.
That is completely wrong. Do not call that guy back. It is completely wrong. Okay? That guy was not giving you accurate information. He comes in with his magic light that supposedly tells mold.
Yeah, they can't actually tell you what kind of mold unless they do a chemical test on a physical sample.
Well, it's a mold test. They send it out to a lab and they read it. So
right.
That guy's a snake oil salesman.
Right, but I mean, it's actually holding a piece of that mold and testing it with certain things, and that's done by a lab.
It sounds like you could use a basement renovation, but I wouldn't get too crazy over it. If it's done by the right kind of company, they can take that apart very carefully and dispose of all of that material. And maybe you don't even want to put the walls back. Maybe you just want to leave it unfinished.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mike in South Dakota needs some help searching for a tankless water heater. What can we do for you?
Love your show.
Thanks.
Was just thinking about tankless water heaters as an option for our home. We've got a small utility room, and one, it might offer a bit more storage space in the utility room. But, you know, family of five, all-electric house, a lot of water usage. You can imagine with the eighth grader, the third grader, and a college student that comes home from time to time. And was just curious your thoughts on if there's a good product to really take a look at and with you know, return on investment, things like that.
So do you have any gas power whatsoever? Do you have a gas grill or propane supply for heating?
We sure do. I do have a propane tank out back, about 250 gallons. I do use it primarily for gas grilling.
Okay, perfect. What I would recommend is that you look at a tankless water heater. Tankless water heaters are awesome right now because they save you a lot of energy and they literally never ever run out of hot water. And with those kids, you're going to need an endless supply of hot water. Trust me, as a father of three, they use a lot of hot water. Now, one of the complaints typically about water heaters is that it takes a long time for the water to get to the faucet, especially first thing in the morning.
Rinnai, though, is now out with a new technology that incorporates a thermal bypass technology, which enables you to have relatively instant hot water, regardless of how far that fixture is from the house. So I would take a look at the tankless water heaters made by Rinnai, and I would look especially at the models that feature thermal bypass technology, because that's really state-of-the-art.
Excellent. I will do that. I live in an area where there are quite a few plumbers, so we'll see what options are out here. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Awesome.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What is going on at your place? You got some projects that you're tackling. Maybe you've got a dream renovation you are planning in your mind. Well, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. Coming up, you've got windows at home that need some work? Well, we're going to share a checklist to help you determine if they can be repaired or they need replacement when the Money Pit returns. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Did you know 84 Lumber's not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now's the time to plan your next project. Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need. Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to unleash your creativity and conquer home improvement projects like a pro? Well, whether you are sprucing up your space for resale or creating your dream home, the Money Pit Podcast is your ultimate guide to success. Be sure to subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Joyce in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have 9 windows, and we had someone caulk the windows where the window sills, because we live in Boston, and the cold air has been blowing in. I want to know how I can seal them up, because it didn't do one iota thing for the gentleman caulking the 9 windows.
Didn't do any good, huh? And he caulked them from the outside or from the inside?
From the inside, because this is an apartment building. We're on the 7th floor, and we have windows going on different angles. And so I'm trying to find out what is the easiest way to prevent the cold from blowing in, because it's unbearable.
Okay, since you're on the 7th floor, I presume that you don't use your windows. You would never use your windows for emergency egress. Do any of them go to a fire escape or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so there's 2 things that you can do here. One of which is you can use shrink film. It's a clear plastic wrap that you cut to fit the size of the window. Mm-hmm. You attach it with a clear double face tape that comes with it. And then you use your hair dryer to heat it, and it becomes very taut and clear so it doesn't obstruct the view.
What about weather stripping, like weather felt?
Well, that's all possible, but there's another option. And the reason I asked you if you needed to use your windows for egress is because I was going to recommend temporary weather stripping. Now, there's a caulk that's like a weather stripping sealant, but it's a temporary sealant. Okay, so the way this works is you essentially caulk your windows shut. You caulk all the seams in the window where they slide up and down with this clear temporary caulk. And then what happens is in the spring, you can actually grab the edge of this caulk and peel it right off. It comes off like a clear rubbery strip. It enables you to essentially seal your windows shut in the winter and then restore them in the spring.
Thank you very much, and I enjoy your program immensely.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Barry in Tennessee needs some help with his jacuzzi. What can we do for you?
Well, what happened was the drain got stopped up. So I took some Crystal Drano and poured it, and it got on the tub itself, and it burnt all the way around the drain. I mean, it's burnt plastic. So I was wondering, is there a way to get that back to looking new, or do I just have to replace the whole tub?
Well, unfortunately, you've chemically damaged the tub by using caustic drain cleaners. We really don't like caustic drain cleaners for reasons just like this. They don't really work very well to begin with, and what happens is you end up overusing them or spilling them, and I've seen them melt tubs and melt plastic before. You know, there's a new drain cleaning product on the market right now that I've just come across, and it's fantastic. It's called Drain FX. The website is DrainFX.com. And essentially what this is for under $20, you're purchasing what's in essence a pressure washer for your clogged drain lines. You hook this up to the sink faucet. It has a long tube that you can run hot water down. You drop this into the trap, and then you turn the water on, and it blasts the clogs away. It's under $20. Check it out at DrainFX.com. You should have one in your toolbox, because you never know when this is going to happen. And look, you could save yourself not only the hassle of a clogged pipe, but in your case, the hassle of potentially replacing a tub or learning to live with the ugly stains that have resulted. Do not use caustic drain cleaners on these surfaces. Take a look at Drain FX. It's a much better option.
So at your Money Pit, do you have some windows that need work? Are you wondering if they can be repaired or if they need to be totally replaced? Well, here are 5 factors to consider that will help you make that decision. First of all, you want to consider drafts. You know, check your current windows for loose or damaged weather stripping. Repairing those areas and caulking the drafts around the window frame can actually improve insulation and reduce those drafts, and certainly is a heck of a lot cheaper than replacing the window. Also, you want to think long term. If you've got loose glass and deteriorating frames, that indicates significant issues. While repairs might be cheaper initially, investing in an energy efficient window replacement offers better long term benefits. You kind of have to weigh the cost of doing something now versus the cost of something now that will last a very, very long time.
Now, here's something that really bugs people that this has happened to, and that is the frost or condensation on the window panes. If you have windows like that, it basically is indicating a seal failure and a reduced efficiency. So you have to replace the glass or the entire window if you want to improve that situation. Now, you don't have to do that because it's really not going to cost you a whole lot in energy efficiency loss, but it is kind of ugly when you see all that moisture fogging up at the inside of the window. Next, check the functional window. If it's hard to open, hard to close, or hard to lock, that is a functional failure and also sort of goes with one more check mark on the side of replacement over repair. Sure, you can work the windows a bit, try to free them up, but I'm kind of thinking if it's doing all three of those things, I want a new window.
Yeah, also you need to think about, do you need to block UV rays? Are you seeing damage to the carpet or the furnishings or even your wood floor? If you see that, that means your windows are not providing UV protection there. So you want to consider windows with glass packages that are designed to filter those UV rays to preserve your interior furnishings, because it really can damage a lot all that sun.
Now, if you do decide to repair your windows, that is generally a do-it-yourself project with a good chance for success. But when it comes to window replacement, it is always best to go pro. You know, the law of gravity combined with a stiff wind and create a very undesirable outcome when you're trying to wrestle a new window into place, not to mention making sure the new installation is both leak and draft-free. So that's a project I would definitely suggest you turn to a pro to get done.
We've got Rick from Illinois calling in to Team Money Pit. What can we help you with?
Well, we had the house built 22 years ago, and over time, the front door's taken his bumps and bruises, two teenage boys at the time, throwing balls, things like that.
I hear you.
Yeah, so my wife decides she wants a new front door. So we went to the big box store and asked about a new door. He says, well, you got to replace the whole door, the transit, everything. That whole, you got to basically rip off like a third of the front of my house to replace this assembly. So
yeah,
the guy comes out to measure. I says, perfect world, I just want a door. He says, oh, no problem. I can just measure for the hinges. We'll get you a new door. Well, we get a call from the big box store. He says, you can't do that. We got to replace the whole thing. What do you think? You tell me.
So, first of all, you certainly can replace just the door. Now, I will say, though, that that is a much more complicated project from a carpentry perspective because you're never going to find a new door that fits. It's not like replacing a part on the car, right? You get a dent in your door, you get a new door panel, you put it on, it fits perfectly. It's not like that. You're going to find that the door is not going to fit exactly, so it has to be made to fit. You're going to basically buy what's called a slab. We call those kinds of doors a slab. You're going to have to put the hinges on. You're going to have to put the deadbolt in. You're going to have to put the latch in. And then you're going to have to make sure that it swings and closes properly and it doesn't bind and that it's, you know, properly sealed all the way around. So I'm not saying you can't do it, but just understand that it's a lot more complicated than just tearing it out and putting in a manufactured unit, because in that case, everything's designed to work together. The air seals are better, the insulation is better, and so on and so forth. Is this a wood door that you're replacing?
It's an insulated metal door.
Okay. Well, you know what? I mean, I would do a little investigation on your own, Rick. I would look for those metal door slabs, and I would measure exactly your old door and see how close you can get to the same size door. The big box stores, you know, they have their systems, and certainly they're not in the business of, you know, sending out expert carpenters to do that kind of fine work. They're more in the rip-out and replace business.
Yeah.
But it's entirely possible if you find a door that is very similar, if not identical, to what you have, that you may be able to minimize the carpentry work. Do you consider yourself pretty handy when it comes to carpentry? Could you do that sort of work yourself?
I'm legally blind, so it's kind of limited.
Oh.
Limited what I can do.
Yeah.
Vision, not completely blind, low vision, so it's pretty limited.
Well, I mean, you can hire a carpenter just to do that install, but separate from a big box store.
Yeah, I know a few guys that might. Yeah, boy, I'm going off into the weeds here. I apologize, but I've had some experiences with contractors in the past, and I'm very leery. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't want a general contractor here. You just want a carpenter. You just want somebody who's a carpenter. You know, why don't you look at a site like Angie, the Angie website, Angie.com. They have reviews there on folks for all sorts of different trades. The only thing I would caution you on is that sometimes I find that you'll see, like, general contractors pop up in a search for a carpenter, but there'll be plenty of, you know, small construction company carpenter kind of guys on there, and you can find somebody that way that could just do the installation. But I wouldn't rely on them to find the door. I'd do that work on your own. It's probably going to be a lot easier and less expensive. This way you're just paying for the labor to replace it.
Yeah, I think you've convinced me that just do the whole thing when you laid it out like you did. Just replace the side lights, everything, so...
All right, well, good luck with that project. Take a look at the fiberglass doors that are out now, too. That's another advantage of the fact that you're doing this from scratch now, they're very insulated and they don't dent like the metal ones do.
That's what the big box store is kind of pushing too. So I'm heading that direction. So okay.
Well, good luck with that project, Rick.
Thanks a lot.
This is the Money Pit. Are you ready to take on a project, but you're not sure what materials you need? Up next, HGTV star Steve Ford is joining us to share how one home improvement retailer is stepping up to help DIYers when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Linda Plott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday update right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, DIYers, if you need help shopping for the best product and materials needed for your home reno project, 84 Lumber is ready to help. 84 Lumber is the nation's largest privately owned supplier of building materials and the choice of builders nationwide.
Yes, but 84 Lumber is not just for pros. 84 Lumber is actually a great resource for DIYers as well. And in fact, they are celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th. And with us to talk about that is Steve Ford. You may know Steve as the star of many home remodeling shows on HGTV, and Amy Smiley, the vice president of marketing for 84 Lumber. Steve, Amy, welcome to the Money Pit.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we are happy to have you both join us. And Steve, I want to start with you because, boy, you've been at this an awfully long time. And you know what a challenge it is for DIYers to go into a material supply store and not be able to find what they need to get the job done. And they definitely could use some expert advice. And it seems like 84 Lumber has done a great job at just that.
For sure. I use 84 Lumber on almost all my projects. And it's always helpful because generally, the guys that work there know more than I do even. It's always nice to have a partner who knows more.
And Amy, 84 Lumber, as we said, is the largest privately owned supplier of building materials. But have you guys always served DIYers? Because I know you from my years working as a pro.
Yes, I think it's a common misconception that we're not open to the public and that we're only, you know, servicing builders. But all of our locations are open to the public, and our associates, as Steve mentioned, they're very well trained. We pride ourselves in having experts that work at our counter, and we welcome anybody to come through our doors. Your project is our project.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Well, Steve, as you know, DIYers come in all shapes and sizes these days. What skill sets do you think you need to tackle home improvement projects? I mean, how do you tackle the projects that are achievable and steer away from those that maybe you do need a pro for?
Well, I think if you do your homework, you can tackle just about anything. There's a lot of resources out there to learn. You can go to classes that brands offer, watch YouTube videos, trial and error even. But, you know, 84 Lumber is a great resource to get all the materials you need and get you started.
Well, Amy, 84 Lumber Associates sure do know their stuff. I mean, they really seem to take pride in their work. They're super well-trained, and I think that's rare in this day and age. It's nice to be able to go into an 84 and ask a very specific, detailed question about a product and get a good answer from somebody that really knows and really understands and really cares about what that DIYer is trying to achieve. Now, you guys must put a lot of resources behind that because it certainly does show. Can you tell us about your associates?
Absolutely. So we have 7,000 associates nationwide, and all of our associates that come in that entry-level position as a manager trainee come to our headquarters, which is in 84, Pennsylvania, which is in the Pittsburgh area. And we have a training and development team that really provide top-level training for them. So they come to Lumber Camp. That's the first training session that they attend as a new associate. And it walks them through everything about our company to learning how to do takeoffs and learning our vendor products. So it's really a full-fledged, amazing program, and it really sets us apart from the competition.
Lumber Camp. Now, that sounds like a camp I'd certainly like to attend. Leslie, I wish they had those when we were kids, right?
That would be awesome.
It's great. It's a lot of fun.
Now, Steve, you've been building projects on and off the air for many years. Can you tell us about some of your latest projects?
Yeah, I've used 84 Lumber for most of my projects. I'm currently doing a cabin project and a warehouse project, which I can't wait to share. And 84 Lumber has just been an excellent resource to help me get everything set up for all the work I'm doing. So I'm getting started to do some framing, and I can't wait for that delivery.
Well, that sounds great. I know in the years I spent as a pro, one of the things that always frustrated me was calling my supplier, asking about availability of materials, getting a positive answer, and then going there only to find out that wasn't exactly the case because somebody wasn't doing their homework. But that never happened to us with 84, which is the reason I became such an avid customer over the years. And, Amy, you know, it shows that Lumber Camp and all the training that you guys do definitely makes a difference. So talk to me about DIY Day. It's coming up here on April 6th. What do you guys have planned?
So this is kind of a new campaign for us. Obviously, we're very active on social media, and we thought this was a really great opportunity to collaborate with Steve, who is one of our influencers that we work with, and we work with a variety of influencers across the country. And we want to really get the message out there that we aren't just for builders. We're here for the weekend warriors and the DIYers, and letting people know that we have friendly, knowledgeable staff, and we're going to do some fun projects with Steve and share, you know, how he creates his magic, which will be wonderful. And I think it's also an opportunity to kind of shed a light more on who 84 Lumber is. This will draw some more attention. We're, you know, we talked about nation's largest privately held company. We're a family-owned company. We're second generation, and we're also owned by a woman in this industry, which I think also sets us apart. So there's a lot of really unique and interesting characteristics about our company and our brand, and we hope people will see that on National DIY Day.
I'm sure they will. And Steve, spring is here, and there are projects on the minds of our audience. I'm sure you've got some favorite 84 Lumber projects that you've completed over the years. Can you talk about them?
My favorite all-time 84 Lumber project was the home I live in, which you can see on our show on HGTV. I always enjoy the next project. It's exciting to get started on something new and go in and visit my 84 Lumber guys, and they get me started.
All right, excellent.
Steve Ford, renowned expert and star of many HGTV shows, and Amy Smiley, the Vice President of Marketing for 84 Lumber. Thanks very much, guys, for stopping by the Money Pit and telling us all about DIY Day. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. And hey guys, if you would like more information on what's happening at 84, just go to their website. It's 84lumber.com. That's 84lumber.com. Steve, Amy, thanks again.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
All right, Steve and Amy, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you short on outside storage? Well, a shed could be the answer. We're going to walk you through those possibilities next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Did you know 84 Lumber's not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now is the time to plan your next project. Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need. Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to tackle any home project with confidence? Well, whether you are planning a decor project, remodeling your kitchen or bath, or you're fixing a leak or a squeak, we are here to help you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, now that spring is in full swing, you may be finding that between the lawnmowers and more, you could be a little tight on that outside storage. Well, sheds can be a solution and can definitely be a DIY or a pro project. But before you begin, there are four important things you need to consider.
Yeah. Now, first up, the average cost to build a shed is somewhere between around $800 and $4,000, depending on the materials you choose and whether you choose to go DIY or to hire a pro. But whether you decide to go one way or the other, there are several basic questions you need to ask yourself before you start shopping.
Yeah. For example, do I need a permit? Well, you have to check with local building codes to determine if you are going to need a permit to build that shed on your property. You don't want to find out after you finish the project that it has to come down because it violated some building code or zoning ordinance. Also, you need to be thinking about how big, what style do I want the shed to be? Do you need something simple and utilitarian, or do you want something more decorative? There's so many different styles and sizes out there, so evaluate your home and property to determine the best style for your needs.
Then you want to think about where the shed should actually go. Now, depending on the size of your yard, you may have many different options for the placement of your shed. Some popular choices would be to build it close to the house, which makes running power and water lines easy, or tucking it in to the backside or the side of your property so it's less obtrusive. And then finally, what's your budget? If you got a tight budget, you can build a simple shed that gets the job done without a lot of frills. There's also a lot of prefabricated sheds out there. They usually have plastic walls and ceilings, but they're durable. And if you install them correctly, they can last a long, long time. Now, if you really have a good budget, you can go like totally she shed or man cave and add plumbing, add electricity, add lighting. And then, of course, your budget has got to support all of that.
Yeah, and sometimes that budget needs to be fairly large once you start planning those she sheds and man caves because they can be pretty awesome. Now, if you do go pro, guys, we recommend getting estimates from at least two or three different contractors before you choose one pro to help you with that project, and make sure you're talking about the same type of project with each and every one. Don't start, you know, going off on a tangent like, oh, yeah, windows, oh, this, that, and the other thing, and then talk to the other guy about something super simple because the numbers will be dressed different, and then you won't understand why.
That's a great point. You really want to commit to the design first, and they don't change that when you talk to different contractors. This way they're all bidding on exactly the same work that you want to get done.
Brendan, Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
Hi. So, well, it's going to fall in.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Well, we have the house was built in about 1908. And the basement walls were poured concrete, and they're starting to crumble. I mean, significantly, like, you know, 2 to 4 inches in some spots. The problem is we can't lift the house because it's made of like Haydite blocks that were, like with decorative front on them. So the whole thing's block and we can't, I mean, it's just way too heavy to lift. So trying to figure out how to, repair the walls or replace them or add structural something to them. I don't know.
Okay, so this is not something that you can figure out. You do not have the experience, nor do 90% of the contractors that you call to ask those questions. If you've got walls that are in that bad a shape, you need to go to a structural engineer. That is really critical for a bunch of reasons. First of all, the structural engineer is going to know exactly what kind of repair to prescribe, and in his or her report will detail with words and drawings what that repair has to look like. Once you get that specification, then you can talk to contractors who will execute that design. But most importantly, when you're dealing with a major structural issue like this, you also need the structural engineer to come back after the repair is done and say, yes, it was done correctly and there's no further cause for concern. Because at some point, you're going to want to sell this house, and that engineering report and the inspections that follow are going to be sort of a pedigree that's going to stay with the house. So I've seen these repairs done badly more than they've been done well, and it's usually because people try to skip that step. It's really important you have a design professional when you have walls that are sagging a couple inches like you describe it, because it's beyond the scope of what any contractor should be trusted to design themselves.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better, because one person said, well, they would come in and spray concrete on, but they would need to drill through to put some supports, and I'm like...
Yeah, no, your antenna should go up with that kind of advice, because the guy hasn't even seen your house yet, so...
No,
you know.
Right.
So, you need to get a design professional. Get these contractors. Don't let these contractors in the door, because they'll try to take advantage of you and prescribe all sorts of crazy ideas. And they just don't have the training to do that, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks again for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, unpacking your spring clothes only to find out that they've been damaged by bugs? Well, that's not a great way to kick off the new season. We're going to share a timeless solution to keep your clothes in tip-top shape next.
You live in a Money Pit.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine. A drive-in movie. Cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. You can reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask.
Jen reached out to Team Money Pit and says, I'm thinking of painting my cherry kitchen cabinets white. How do I proceed and what products should I use?
Well, first of all, cherry is a good wood to paint because it's very flat grain. You don't have like deep ridges in it like you do with oak.
Ugh, like my cabinets.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have had some of those too. You want to remove the doors, the drawers, and the hardware. Just get them out of the way. It's much easier to work on them when they're out. Then you want to prep the surface. And there's a lot of steps to preparing finished surfaces. You've got to clean it really well. You've got to degloss it, which takes the shine off, and then sand it. And then one of the most important steps is to use a special type of primer called a bonding primer or a high bond primer. It helps the new finish stick to that smooth, formerly cherry surface. And then over that, I like to use oil-based finishes if I can find them, but if not, I use urethane enamel paint. It's a paint that is pretty durable. It's available in different sheens. You'll find it at all the good paint stores. And it goes on smooth, and it doesn't leave any brush strokes in. Most importantly, it's water cleanup. And then lastly, you can replace with the hinges you took off. If they're working, you can clean them. Or you could go ahead and put in some new hardware, new hinges. It's kind of like sprucing up the cabinets by adding a little bit of jewelry to it. It looks really, really nice when you're all done. You'll be good to go. It's a big job. Your kitchen's going to be out of action for a while. But, man, does it come out good when it's done.
It sure does. It really does make a big, big difference. And you're going to love the space. It really does feel like a whole brand new kitchen. And all you did was add color.
Well, are you ready to take out your shorts and your swimsuits and light jackets and light dresses and all of that out of storage? It is a great way to mark the start of your spring, but it could turn into a big disappointment if you find out they've been ravaged by insects or moths. Leslie's got a timeless solution that you can build yourself to prevent all that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, for centuries, there's been a very natural trick that people use to keep bugs and moths at bay. It's called cedar, and they hate it. It repels those pests, but it also resists mildew. So that means that turning a standard closet into a cedar closet can keep your belongings safe for years to come from both mildew and bugs. Now, you can add as much or as little cedar as you want to the walls of an existing space, but it's most effective if you line the space in full and include the ceiling and the back of the door as well. So to start, you want to make sure you're working with Eastern Red Cedar. It's the type that gives off a scent that's going to keep those moths away. And you can also nail the tongue and groove cedar to the studs and attach it using construction adhesive, or you can do a combination of both. You want to use a stud finder to find and mark those studs and then begin at the back wall of the closet. Now, you want to make sure you nail through the tongue of the wood at each stud section, angling those fasteners about 45 degrees down to keep them from getting in the way of the next board. And once that back wall's been covered, you can install the cedar on the side walls, allowing the back edge of the boards to cover the cut ends at the corner. And here's the best part. If you want to keep that cedar smell fresh,
All you need to do is lightly sand that cedar once a year or so to just rejuvenate it, and it brings back its natural aroma. So it can be effective for ages and ages and ages, and it really is a great way to preserve your wardrobe and to just keep things really in tip-top shape at home.
I love the smell of aromatic red cedar. It's like cologne for your closets.
It's true. It does smell nice.
And it keeps the bugs away. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you guys getting ready to spend more time outside? I know we are. We're going to share five easy ways for you to create the perfect outdoor living space on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hey, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil to put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Basalite Pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Laux Landscape Supply's spring sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It was a high-dollar fundraising event in Florida tonight for former President Trump.
According to the invitation for some 100 guests, the inaugural leadership dinner will raise money for the Trump 47 Committee. That funds the Republican National Committee, state Republican parties, and Save America, a political action committee that pays the bulk of Trump's legal fees. At $43 million, this Palm Beach gathering could break the record for a single presidential fundraising event. $26 million was raised last month by President Biden when he rallied in New York with former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, later this evening, the Trump campaign announced they raised over $50 million at that dinner. Meanwhile, the Biden reelection campaign says they're ending the year's first quarter with $192 million plus cash on hand. Experts say listening to anti-Israel voices in the Democrat Party is leading the Biden administration to engage in a terrible foreign policy toward Israel.
And they are listening to the loudest and the most progressive parts of their own coalition in ways that are ultimately, you know, leading them to break away from America's allies, to undermine them, publicly, by the way.
You know, political writer Ben Dominic says that Biden is missing the mark.
You know, if you have issues with America's allies, you know, and obviously these issues crop up, you know, inevitably in all sorts of different circumstances, you deal with them behind closed doors. You don't hash them out every day in public press conferences.
Meanwhile, a close ally of populist Prime Minister Robert Fico's defeated a pro-Western career diplomat to become Slovakia's new president and succeed Zuzana Kaputova, the country's first female head of state. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Jewish and Palestinian families are suffering heartache as the war between Israel and Hamas reaches its six-month mark in Gaza.
It's the last wish of a dying mother, and time is running out for Liora Argamani. She hopes to stay alive long enough to see her kidnapped daughter, Noah Argamani, back home. My time is counted between life and death. I want to see her one more time. Noah was taken from a music festival on October 7 when Hamas stormed southern Israel, capturing over 200 hostages. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israel's military offensive forced this family to leave their destroyed home and find shelter in a school. Now, the family of Wael Atir have been struggling to find food and a safe living space. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. United Airlines has a request for its pilots. Take some time off next month.
That's because the airline isn't getting as many new planes from Boeing as it expected. A United spokesperson says the request is voluntary. Manufacturing problems at Boeing are under investigation by federal regulators. The aircraft's company's deliveries are suffering, and the launch of the new larger 737 MAX model has been delayed. United expected to begin getting those MAX 10 jetliners this year. Now the airline is considering options to replace them. John Scott reporting.
11 people were injured when a bus carrying University of South Carolina students blew a tire and hit a concrete barrier in Mississippi. The driver and a student were critically injured and taken by helicopter to hospitals after the crash on Friday. Nine other students were taken by ambulance. 56 passengers were on that bus. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for being here. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. I come to you from Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country and world. This is the Center for Illegal Immigration. Sorry, El Paso. Sorry, Tucson. I really think we're in the middle of it. We have tens of thousands sitting here Now with debit cards, we're doing this experimental program where instead of giving them food, we give them money. How could that go wrong? Joey DeVito is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, comedian, staff writer for Gutfeld. Michael Goodwin standing by from the New York Post. So let's get to the big three.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Yeah, he was quoted in the courtroom. My office quoted him as saying, "I shoot people," and that is one of the reasons that we do believe he is an amazing flight risk. And he made it very clear that this is what he does. He shoots people.
Yeah, the Queens DA talking about Lindy Jones. "I shoot people." The words of the driver of the Kia Jonathan Diller walked up on and was shot from. 200 cops packed a courtroom to see him indicted yesterday is part of a bigger problem of lawlessness and fearlessness among criminals that they can commit any crime and not pay any price. We discuss the outrage.
Number two.
This clears the way for the court to finally look at what many of us view as an obscene judgment. I mean, this number was pulled out of nowhere. When you drill down on the order, there's really nothing there.
That is Jonathan Turley, Trump Trials. DJT puts up his $175 million bond, but gets a massive gag order for this New York criminal trial. We're going to look at the issues that has Trump's ire.
Number one.
It's horrifying our numbers among younger voters, particularly black, younger blacks. They think that our politics is just a bunch of bull.
James Carville, 2024, Trump back on campaign trail today. Michigan, Wisconsin, states he must have. He currently leads by 6 to 8 points in Michigan, dead heat in Wisconsin. Dems begin to panic on their withering support, as you just heard, among young people. But does a Florida 6-week abortion ban on the ballot put that state in play? Michael Goodwin, New York Post columnist, joins us. Michael, I'll ask you something about Florida. So many New Yorkers are there. Were you surprised, number one, that DeSantis went for the 6 weeks? Now that it's upheld, they've agreed to put it on the ballot. That mobilizes outside forces and outside money in Florida.
It certainly does, and particularly for the Senate race, which, you know, could determine the control of the chamber. Rick Scott is about even with his Democratic opponent, and I'm sure that's the kind of topic that will enliven that race, and the Democrats will are already pouring a lot of money into that race. So that could be an immediate impact, and that's the kind of thing that can happen across the country. It's not, of course, it's the presidential race, but it's in certain states with certain races,
yeah.
Certain, you know, a Republican incumbent or a Democrat maybe who is in danger, and suddenly this issue comes along, and it's a life raft for a Democrat who wants a much wider freedom for abortions. So yes, it can have a unintended consequences in a lot of states.
So a couple of things. You see that massive gag order put on President Trump in New York in the Alvin Bragg case?
Yes.
So the reason was they didn't want him talking about the judge's daughter, and they didn't want him talking about the prosecutor. But why would he not? If you look at Matt Colangelo, straight out of Joe Biden's Justice Department. He left his job to take over this case. Now he's actually leading the case. And then you have a judge with a daughter who's a Democratic activist who is leading a charge for Kamala Harris. So why is that not an issue that the president should bring up in this case?
I think he should, and I think the question is, can he do it publicly, meaning from himself, or does it have to come through his lawyers? At the very least, Brian, this is another example of how all of these cases have something fundamentally so wrong about them that it does give the appearance of a political prosecution. And that is cutting to the bone on every one of these cases. I mean, you go back to the documents case. Okay, Donald Trump withheld classified documents, but so did Joe Biden. But he's not being prosecuted. So did Hillary Clinton. She wasn't prosecuted. You look at the Georgia case, I mean, where you have the meeting with the White House and then all of the dirty deeds of the prosecutor and her lover. On and on and on it goes. And Alvin Bragg, as you have noted, the previous DA turned this case down. Bragg initially turned it down himself, was perhaps pushed by the White House. I mean, let's see all of those emails. But I think that, and you mentioned the daughter of the judge, that she works for Adam Schiff, has been paid millions of dollars, I believe, by Adam Schiff over the years. Adam Schiff is one of the great Trump tormentors, the lead arsonist on the first impeachment case. Remember how he totally misquoted the transcript of the Ukraine phone call to make it seem like a mafia job? I mean, so is the country so small that it that all these things are just coincidences, or is this really what's happening? Is what we see, is this the evidence of that the White House is pulling all of these strings? I mean, it seems to me this is a reasonable grounds for appeal, and even before the trial begins, and it seems a reasonable political point for Donald Trump to make.
So listen to this. So people act like, oh, you're going after the judge's daughter, like she's some 9-year-old in third grade. She is a adult working for Kamala Harris. Merchant's daughter has worked as president of Authentic Campaigns, a firm Vice President Kamala Harris is uses for digital advertising. Another post accused the daughter of using a picture of Trump behind bars as her profile picture on the X account. But they say Al Baker, a spokesperson for the State Office of Court Admissions, said it was not actually hers. She had given up the site and somebody else took it and recreated that. Excuse me? Number one, are you a little bit suspicious about somebody who hasn't been in jail while working for Kamala Harris, but she left a website and somebody else just jumped on it? You didn't collapse it and take it? With you? Why would you ever allow that? The Michael Goodwin page. Michael, if you decide you're getting bored with your name and your beliefs, just leave it open. I'll just fill it up with whatever I want.
That's not how it works, is it?
I don't think so.
Right.
So I'm just...
Brian, these are all fundamental questions of fairness. And if you are going to prosecute and make history by the first prosecution of an ex-president, particularly when he is running for re-election, and is the nominee of the opposition party, don't you want your hands to be completely clean? I mean, if you love this country, if you treasure the principles on which it was founded and on which it remains based, wouldn't you want everything to be clean? Above board, above reproach. I mean, wouldn't you want to be Caesar's wife in taking care not to suggest any conflicts, not to suggest that there is a political angle? And if the answer is yes, then all of these cases have to be reexamined in that light. But so far, what is remarkable is the Democrats have not yielded an inch on any case. They still continue to act as if all of this is clean and above board and normal. But it's not.
He made the bond, so that'll put that case aside. Letitia James will have to have something else to do, some other case where you kick her shoes off and just sit back. Maybe she'll actually go for criminal soon, or maybe the CFO of the Trump Organization again. So Robert Kennedy was on Fox and Friends today and kind of surprised us with his comment. Do you know the whole threat against Donald Trump and Joe Biden says he's a threat to democracy, he's going to be a dictator. Robert F. Kennedy says he sees a threat and it is not Trump. Listen to this, cut 9.
President Trump said about questioning the election and to the extent that he engaged in an effort to overthrow that, of course that's a threat to democracy, but it is not the worst threat, undermining the First Amendment of our Constitution and then weaponizing the federal agencies to get his opponents off the ballot. You know, and in my case, I just say particularly, denying me Secret Service protection, that's never happened in history.
So he went on to say that he got his social media account banned in 2020 because he came out and he questioned the vaccine. He said that you deny me Secret Service protection, even though his dad was assassinated. By the way, he was right there at the time. And he said he looks at Joe Biden as a bigger threat when he found out the other people that he not only stopped him from putting out what we now is correct information on the vaccine and also where this whole thing emanated. He stopped other people from doing it. He said that's the threat to democracy.
Look, I think he makes a very good point because it is the First Amendment. And it is the First Amendment for a reason that is fundamental to our constitutional separation of powers. And, you know, Brian, it strikes me, of course, that the Democrats, they did this starting, you know, with using the big tech. I mean, the holy, unholy alliance between the FBI and the big tech companies during the 2020 campaign, the censoring of the New York Post and all of that. You know, it strikes me that In the court case that came before the Supreme Court recently, the justice that Joe Biden nominated, Justice Jackson, she said in objecting to the line of argument for the, I believe it's Missouri, bringing this case about the censoring, she said that what you're proposing would hamstring the federal government. And lawyers across the country, I think their heads exploded. That is the whole purpose of the First Amendment, is to hamstring the government, to give the rights to people, not to the government. Do you have a Supreme Court justice who doesn't understand this? Of course, she's a Supreme Court justice from the left. And that is one of the big divides in this country today, is that the left does not really respect the Constitution when it gives rights to people they don't agree with or don't like. And we saw that Kennedy is right. That was true of the vaccine issue. It was true of the Hunter Biden laptop issue. It is true of many, many other things, that if the Democrats don't want to hear it, if they don't want it said, if they think it's a threat to their power, they will shut it down. I mean, that is a great, and I would agree with him. It's probably a greater threat than what Trump actually represents, because even if he succeeded, I mean, that was not never going to succeed. I mean, that whole January 6th stuff was doomed to failure from the beginning. But this is an ongoing issue that I think Kennedy is right about.
I'm just I'm going to just talk, if I can, could I shift over to crime and punishment? I was just seeing this headline. A judge says the FDNY firefighters booing Letitia James, yelling pro-Trump chants, reveals systematic problem. Yeah, with her. But I want to talk about what happened over the weekend. Michael Goodwin, sadly, you've reported on a lot of deaths of police officers, way too many through your days in New York, from the Times to where you're at now with the New York Post. Have you ever seen a turnout like that we saw in Massapequa?
No, that was really extraordinary, and thank you, Brian, for bringing attention to it, and thank you for some of the great reporting you did about what was going on behind the scenes with the politicians and the family. Look, we're in an extraordinary moment in New York, and the Post today reports on Carl Heastie, the Speaker of the State Assembly, who really, when a Speaker with that kind of majority denies a piece of legislation, it's not going to pass. And he is saying that increasing sentences and locking up more people in terms of retail theft won't help. Well, of course it will help. It will keep those people off the street. But this is the mentality, and that's why the cop shooter was on the street. That's the very reason with both him and the driver who says, I shoot people. This is why they're on the street, because of people like Carl Heastie in Albany, yep, who do not believe that the prison situation has anything to do with the crime element. I'm not sure what his alternative answer is to crime. Why does he think crime occurs? Is it not about somebody getting something for nothing, and in most cases, and therefore they have to pay a price, and that price is to lose their freedom temporarily? Isn't that the whole point of crime and punishment? And has there ever existed a society where there were no consequences for crime? Because that's where we seem to be heading here, that you do the crime, you don't do the time.
And that's what I found for the people. They were angry, so angry that this happened. This is so preventable. You know, once in a while, you know, your car fails, you lose your brakes, and people die, and it's always tragic. But when you think everything is so preventable, when it doesn't have to happen, when you see a pattern, and when you're a widow and you stare at six other widows who went through the same exact thing as you for the same ridiculous lack of law enforcement, It just becomes overwhelming, and that's what I felt on the streets.
When Stephanie Diller, the widow, talked about the events of 2.5 years ago, and that was the St. Patrick's funeral for one of the two officers killed early on in 2022, and in a domestic violence call. And when she said the demands for change were made and change never came, I mean, that is so stark that we know what the problem is, and we don't do anything about it. That's what really, really infuriates people.
Maria's column in the New York Post is also syndicated. Michael Goodwin, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Brian. Thank you.
You got it. Joe DeVito at the bottom of the hour. You're next. Your calls.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over 4 decades, General Steel's been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 866-62-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 866-62-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start in their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timeline, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 866-62-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 866-62-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 866-62-STEEL. That's 866-627-8335.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Physical cash is becoming less relevant as many Americans are going the digital route. But it's a good idea to have a reasonable amount of cash stashed at home in case of emergencies. Elliot Pepper, a financial planner and co-founder of Northbrook Financial, says that a small but reasonable amount of cash should be kept on hand at all times to provide protection in an extremely adverse scenario. You might think about having an amount enough to cover the absolute bare necessities for 2 months. Bare necessities include a minimum housing payment, food staples, batteries, water, gas, and basic living needs. The most recent survey from the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that the average monthly cost for food and gas alone is slightly less than a grand. That could serve as a baseline for how much to keep in cash, which would also vary depending on the size of your household, cost of living for your area, and whether you want to include other expenses in cash savings. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent, as Simone de Beauvoir said. It has never been completely human, because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight, of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago, and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
House Call for Health. A new AI chatbot is aiming to help young Gen Z kids with their mental health. The mental health AI chatbot EarKick is designed to help users navigate their anxiety by providing guided breathing exercises, ways to reframe negative thinking, and stress management tips for its users. EarKick has become part of many therapists' approach and treatment, but the app's co-founder wants to make sure users know it's not a replacement for therapy. Chatbots for mental health assistance are becoming more and more popular. The new approach has come under scrutiny, though, because there's limited data that shows chatbot apps can actually be helpful to users with mental health issues. A psychologist and technology director with the American Psychological Association tells the Associated Press there's no regulatory body overseeing them, so consumers don't know if they're actually effective. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
But this weekend, there was one story that was so disturbing, so dark, even the news couldn't handle it.
In our editorial discussions this morning, we were asked not to show the image from this video because of its violent and disturbing nature.
Video, which we are intentionally choosing not to show you.
We're not going to show because of how disturbing it is.
I didn't get to see it at all. This has got to be devastating. News channels show images from Ukraine, from Gaza, from natural disasters. They get through them dispassionately. I can't imagine how devastating this footage must be.
Former President Donald Trump shared a video, this one, on his Truth Social account featuring an image of President Joe Biden hogtied on the back of a pickup truck.
That's what was so disturbing and dehumanizing. You wouldn't show it on television in an airbrushed Biden decal on the back of a truck? Aren't you the same networks that show reruns of 9/11 every year?
It shocked me to see. This is the one day he hosts on Monday. We'll play more of it tomorrow. But it just shocked me to see his take on it. I mean, he's even taking it lighter than I took it. But that's typical. They try to get something on Trump and make it the worst thing ever. And even Jon Stewart couldn't stomach it. Joe DeVito next.
Ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. to Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I mean, I don't think it's great that Trump is posting things like this, but it's not like people really think Joe Biden was tied up in the back of the truck.
It's a doctored image, but it's plastered on the tailgate of the pickup truck. So if you're driving behind it, it would appear as if Joe Biden were actually restrained on the vehicle's flatbed.
If you think that's really Joe Biden tied up on the back of the pickup truck, I don't know that you have the mental acuity to be operating a motor vehicle.
So Jon Stewart surprised me. I watch The Daily Show on Mondays because he is unbelievably bright, and he's way left, but he does point out sometimes how ridiculous the left is to a lesser extent than Bill Maher. But I always intelligently, I think, Joe DeVito's with me now, one of Kupfel's key writers. Also, you see him all over the channel. Extremely successful stand-up before, during, and after Gutfeld, should there ever be a time. Joe, I just want to get your take on, because I watch on Monday nights. I don't really watch the Daily Show. What's your thought? Does that surprise you that he talked about the disproportionate reaction to Joe Biden on the decal of a pickup?
He's making sense. That's what Jon Stewart will do every now and then, that... You know what I think it is? I think they're just angrier that they see someone driving a pickup truck.
That's by the way, how can you know what they were doing? They were going by Kathy Griffin was at the Paramount. Have you been to the Paramount?
Yes, that's a wonderful venue.
Yeah. So she was at the Paramount. So the Trump train went past there because you know what she did to Trump. She hates Trump and mocked him and made believe they chopped off his head or something. So they were doing that. And one of the cars had that on the back.
So it's you could not ask for a better contrast. That here is something clearly a joke about the president on the back of a truck. And there was a woman who held up a bloody head representing Donald Trump. So which one is the joke that you can't tolerate? Handle. Which is the one that... And then the overreaction from people at MSNBC reminds me of a headline I saw where it said, anti-Semitism at an all-time high in Germany. And I thought, really? There wasn't another time in Germany where anti-Semitism was a little bit higher.
Right.
So it's incredible that... Look, I know we all have our biases, and obviously we're here because we have a certain point of view.
Like, you don't like Italians. Which is weird because you're Italian.
Very, very anti. Only specific members of my family, but in general.
Yeah, in general, okay. My fault. I got bad information.
But it's insane that they really are living in a different reality. It's not even variations of watching the same movie. They're looking at that as unpardonable crime that someone put up this thing of Joe Biden being hogtied. I mean, come on.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, do you watch the other channels to get ready for this one? Do you ever see, once a week, do you look and see what Jimmy Fallon's doing, Jimmy Kimmel's doing?
No. I just don't have the time. I imagine there could be some benefit to it, but... I'll stay in my own little echo chamber. And I feel like if you're a conservative or a moderate, you don't need to watch those shows because their message is going to get to you whether you like it or not. Those people can live a life where they don't see anything that's happening on Fox News or conservative media. We don't have that luxury.
All right, a couple of things that are going on right now that I think are comically stupid. Number one, we have raised the minimum wage for fast food workers in California to $20 an hour.
Mm.
They can't possibly see how that could get to the consumer. I don't know, the prices of everything, the amount of employees that you hire, and do you really go to Hardee's for a career? You know what you're getting when you enter.
Yeah.
Didn't you have two jobs when you first started, when you first broke into the workplace?
They weren't luxury jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was 16 slicing cold cuts in a deli, I didn't think, how will I support my family on this? That those are jobs for teenagers, people who are back in the workforce, maybe some elderly people, and people who don't speak English. It's a way to get into the workforce and then move on to something else. You don't retire from that.
All right, so menu increases have now gone. McDonald's is up their prices 100%. Popeye's 86%. Taco Bell 81%, Chipotle 75%, Jimmy John 62%, Panera 54%. Now, what I find interesting is Gavin Newsom's got a friend who runs Panera Bread, and he's a big-time donor. And do you know what he does?
They got the Bake Your Bread exemption.
Which means?
Which means that if you're a food outlet like that that bakes your own bread, you're exempt from this minimum.
Exactly.
This is a new thing. The baked good exemptions, the yeast loophole where,
right.
I don't know, and I guess I don't know if it affects Subway. Subway claims that they bake their own bread. It's
right. Now all of a sudden, I don't bake my own bread. I get it from King Cullen.
It's so corrupt. It's so corrupt and so bizarre that you would even think of, well, if you bake your own bread, you get out of this minimum wage race.
Because my life's so empty and so few people text me, I was actually watching the State of the State address with Gavin Newsom. He had a press conference after, and they asked him, why are you doing this? You know right now that we're in a $36 million deficit. Why are you doing this now? He goes, oh, it's a trigger. I have to do it. And then I looked up. It's a trigger because you put this in as a trigger. I had to pull the trigger. Yeah. My fingers were there pulling back already.
The way they're able to distance themselves from the outcome of their policies, that they always seem so shocked, so stunned, like, well, now you have to cut back on the number of employees you have? Yes. Yes, because fast food's supposed to be quick and cheap.
I don't want to pick up. I appreciate. I used to work in a restaurant. Do you work in a restaurant?
I worked in supermarket delis for years.
That's even harder. That's clearly harder.
Yeah.
Number one, make up your mind.
Right? When people this is not, you know, it's not Macy's. You should know what you're ordering before they get to you.
Baffled by the choices. Well, the problem was the old people like things sliced so thin they thought I was doing laser eye surgery behind the counter.
They think they're getting away with something. Look how many slices I got for the same price.
They would hold it up to the light.
Right. Whose idea was olive loaf? Have you ever talked to people?
Olive loaf, when I worked in the delis, I had an agreement with the other workers. I would not touch olive loaf or pimento loaf. Ah. I was so disgusted by it. I'd rather cut the head cheese.
Would you put your hands up and literally walk away?
We had a deal. I would not touch olive loaf.
And you'd rather cut head cheese than olive loaf.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, could you jot that down for next time?
Yes. And I will say, I worked in the deli. I hated head cheese cutting. I despised
it. What's so bad about it? I don't get it. Like, what is head cheese?
Because head cheese is made, it is what it sounds like. They boil up a cow's skull. They scrape. It's something you shouldn't need to eat in a civilized country.
And all the bits and pieces, like the tongue and everything, is all held together by this gelatin. I had a customer return it. They bring it back and they open it up and it was all mangled. They left it in the trunk of their car in the middle of the summer, so they wanted their money back, as if it was my fault that they left it in their trunk.
Right. And besides that, Eric, I don't think it bothers him at all. As if it's like you know, you think Pete just let that go off his throat? I don't think so. It was
horrifying. The worst was the darker one. It was just called Blood and Tongue. You at least come up with a name.
Right.
That will
distract
us.
What am I going to do with the rest of this cow? We got the meat off it. Let's sell the skull and let's sell the tongue.
Yes. Not in a first world country.
Right. You know what? My dad used to make us have kidneys, which in retrospect, isn't that ridiculous? Isn't kidneys where you strain everything? You know the human body.
They've got a distinctive smell.
Right. I should have pushed back more. Remind
say you're not eating these leftover awful.
I also thought,
awful.
I also want to bounce this off you too. And again, if anything sticks and it's on the show, I want full credit. All right, Mayor Adams has now announced the first annual increase in minimum rate for app-based restaurant delivery workers, now up to $19. So, number one, Joe DeVito, do you feel as though app-based delivery workers are underappreciated, underpaid? Which is really number two.
Yeah.
So I think this is number three. And do you think this is long in coming? Or are you outraged by the ripple effects from this? Less ordering, less tipping. Maybe people just don't do it.
I feel bad for anyone in New York City who has to leave their house to go to work.
Right.
Because it's just so...
Especially going to that bike lane. That bike lane is
terrifying.
The most dangerous.
Yeah. Well, in New York now, stop signs and stop lights are more suggestions. There's no penalty for just blowing through them, so I can understand the people who deliver. Like it's a very stressful job, but this is part of this plan to just make everything more difficult because they can stick that on people who obey the law. People don't obey the law, you can't extract anything from them because they don't obey the law. It reminds me of the Stamp Act that inspired the American Revolution.
Just a second, Eric. Do you have any sound from the Stamp Act by any chance? Anything? No, he does.
I'm fresh out.
You're fresh out. Nothing from the Stamp Act.
You don't have any clips of Joe Biden commenting on it from back
then? He might have. He has a lot of AIDS jokes now.
He does.
Right.
But I feel like that's another example of they stick it to people who play by the rules because people play by the rules, unfortunately, are the ones you can do that to.
So, Joe, where do we see you do stand-up? You're everywhere, but you have to do it in New York, right, because you have a job now.
I know, tragically. Yeah.
Because most comics are not doing much before they go up, right?
They wouldn't even be awake right now.
Right.
So, at Joe DeVito Comedy on social media, I've got this weekend I'm in New York City at the Comedy Shop. It's a newer room downtown. I've got Myrtle Beach coming up in May. I've got Bananas in Rutherford, New Jersey at the end of this month. I've got my whole schedule at JoeDeVito.com.
So do you notice, since you're on Gutfeld as a writer and you're on the panel all the time, is it easier to sell tickets?
Absolutely. And I love the people who come out. It is funny when I go to Florida and the older demographic comes out.
What do you mean?
Well, I've learned they all want to take pictures after the show, and no one knows how to operate the cameras on their phones. So we have to bring over
a
young
person.
It's like an hour. Yes, to keep the lines moving. Yeah.
So do you find that people, number one, it's good that they know you ahead of time, right?
Yes.
So is that a real? Does it change what you do and how you do it, knowing that you're going to probably get laughs just the minute you walk on stage, or?
I'm
not saying you don't earn it with your material, because I've seen you. You're a great stand-up.
This is what I've learned. If you're a left-leaning comic, you'll attract a left-leaning audience who wants to hear left-leaning material. If you do what I do and attract this audience, they just want to hear jokes.
Right.
So I don't need to go up I'll rip on Biden a little bit if I'm in the mood, but they really are just there to laugh. They're not there for the lectures you get from left-leaning comedians.
Are you worried about taking on Trump by some of the crazy things he's done?
No, because if it's a joke, people appreciate
it. I mean, to me, I don't think there's anything funnier. I laughed out loud the first time I saw the mugshot on a mug. When I saw the trading card with Donald Trump's trading card get a piece of the suit that he was wearing when they took the mugshot picture, this would have killed anybody else's career. Let alone put him as a front runner.
There's no one like him. There's no one like him, and that's why, what am I going to do, exaggerate something he said? He's so far ahead of you on that we were laughing yesterday that everything about Trump is oversized, and then we see his son is turning into a giant.
He's 6'7".
So he's 6'4". What is he going to be, 11 feet tall? He's got the biggest, most tremendous son of all time. So for me, it's like, yeah, there's funny things you can say about President Trump, but I would rather make fun of President Biden because there's that deficit there where they're just coming around to poking fun of him at these other shows.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
They're now starting to talk about it. Right.
And I don't know if they finally have developed a comedic conscience about it or, I mean, just Biden shuffling around in those hokas. He's the first president with a shoe deal. Really?
It is pretty unbelievable. But I also thought, you know, they just talk about, again, when he was on stage at Radio City, we only have 30 seconds, they said that he was the alpha. Really? With Joe Biden? Excuse me, with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton? He was the alpha taking command on stage? Does anyone believe that? It turns out there's no tape of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I would like to see him strutting around where he can barely move. He's got that shuffle. It doesn't make Vladimir Putin sleepless at night.
Right, not yet. So, Joe, I enjoyed our time together, and what I like mostly is your commute. You literally went on the elevator and came here.
I did.
And now you have to get back to work. Does Gutfeld make you sign out?
No, but of course the door to the elevator opens and he's walking onto the floor.
And he's like, what are you doing? It better not be Kilmeade Show.
I had to act like I was going to the emergency room.
Any hit on me, does it come from you?
No, never. Of course not.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 1-866-74-STEEL. That's 1-866-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 1-866-74-STEEL to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 1-866-74-STEEL. That's 1-866-74-STEEL.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. Navage.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A pilot celebrating his retirement makes the Dean's List as he chartered a flight to Hawaii for his friends. Keith Rosenkrantz decided to throw a big party after his 46th career flying the friendly skies came to a happy end. The final flight with Delta Airlines brought 112 people from Dallas-Fort Worth to Hawaii. Those on board included some of his co-workers, college friends, neighbors, and buddies from the Air Force. Keith expressed gratitude to his friends and family, also reflecting on the impact aviation has had on his life since a very young age. The trip was also a romantic one as Keith and his wife renewed their wedding vows, and he wore the yellow Hawaiian shirt he wore on the first day they met back in the 70s. A wonderful picture of Keith and his 112 guests at their final destination was posted on social media with words of love and encouragement from all over the world. Congratulations on your retirement, Keith, and thank you for your service. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with host Jennifer Nettles of Fox's Farmer Wants a Wife. A camping mixer adds to the romance on the ranch, and we caught up with Nettles on set when they filmed this group outing.
How big of a role the mixers play? Let's talk about that. And what you love about that in terms of how it kind of gets them into another environment together to get to know each other.
For sure. So in addition to life on the farm, every week we have all the farmers, all the ladies come together for what we call a mixer. We usually have it centered around a fun social event. I think these mixers are important because everybody gets to sort of see everybody else, gets to sort of A, B, like, how's it going on your farm and how did you react when this happened? Because especially on this season, there are some surprises, I should say.
Farmers will also choose their next solo dates, which has turned out to be important quality time.
These farmers also still have their jobs. They still have to actually go and do the work on the farm, and they don't really find that they have the kind of one-on-one time that they want. You have to have time with someone else.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everyone. I have a few minutes before going outnumbered at the top of the hour, so I'm going to go over a few things that made me realize that there's more to know.
More to know.
Well, women's hoops, Caitlin Clark did what she was supposed to do. She led Iowa to a victory over LSU, a big rematch. She was the better player. Iowa was the better team. A comeback was made in the fourth quarter, but it would not be enough. They did miss the national anthem, and the coach explained why, but now they're going to the Final Four. They'll play UConn next. Listen to the coach.
Coach, your team wasn't on the floor during the national anthem. First part, was that a conscious decision on your part? Second, can you say what the team was doing during that time?
Honestly, I don't even know when the anthem was played. We kind of have a routine where we are on the floor, and then they come off at the 12-minute mark. I don't know, and we come in and we do our pregame stuff. I'm sorry. That's nothing intentionally done.
All right, I buy it. Do you guys buy it?
Well, apparently this has been their routine, and it even goes back to last year when LSU actually was winning in the tournament. This is still happening, so this is part of their routine.
So they always miss the national anthem?
Yeah, most of the time they do, because they have a routine.
Come
once they're
on,
done with their warm-ups, they walk back.
I'm not
defending, I'm just saying
wow.
This is what they do.
Iowa, of all places, is patriotic as it gets.
No, it's not Iowa, it's LSU.
That missed.
Iowa was fine, it's LSU that missed the national anthem.
All right, my bad. Next, 40% of adults, go days without face-to-face interaction. This is pathetic. It was conducted by this place called One Poll. They commissioned by Zumba. They polled 2,000 British adults, and they found that a staggering 40% have gone 3 days without face-to-face conversation. Even more surprising, 28% report feeling lonely while at a social event, and a quarter have felt isolated at their workplace. This lonely in a crowd phenomenon seems to hit young adults the hardest, with 60% of those between 18 and 24 reporting feelings of loneliness. Women were also more likely to feel that way, 38% to 30%. Do you think this is just a UK problem?
No, it happens right here in the studio, right here with Eric and I. We have no conversation when I come in, if we pull audio.
But do you answer
I just
posters?
Get messages. I get messages from him. No face-to-face interaction, even now.
Oh, no. This is, what about FaceTime? Does that count?
You know, maybe I should do that with Eric. I'm going to FaceTime you next time when him. I come into next time.
Next, J.K. Rowling dares cops to arrest her for misgendering trans people after new woke hate crimes
tribes pop up in Scotland. Quote, freedom of speech and belief are at the end in Scotland. If this is accurate description of biological sex is deemed criminal, she wrote on X. Quote, I'm currently out of the country, but if what I've written here qualifies as an offense under the terms of this new act, I look forward to being arrested when I return to the birthplace of the Scottish Enlightenment. Whether or not the police would think it was a crime is up to the police, Scotland, they say. But Scotland's hate crime law went into effect on Monday. It bans hatred on the basis of age, disability, race, religion, sexual orientation, and transgender identity. By passing the Hate Crime Public Order Act, Rowling said, politicians place a high value on the feelings of men performing their ideas of femaleness, however misogynistically, optimistically, than on the rights and freedom of actual women and girls. Now, you're for this Scottish law, right, Eric?
A hate crime? Really?
A hate crime?
I know.
Put it this way. I don't like to even answer emails that have pronouns on them. Do you get emails like that?
Yeah. Yeah, we get emails.
You get them like...
Sometimes they give us actually good guests. They do.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, put it this way. Can you make a moral stand, please?
Yes.
I don't want to do that.
I will cancel all guests.
Right. If Stallone's publicist calls up... As a he or she. Is that wrong?
What if I get an email from Stallone, from Stallone's people, and they say, listen, we want Brian Kilmeade to be in the next Rocky movie because we're going to have a sequence where he does a radio interview setting up his next protege or whatever.
Right.
But the email comes with a he, she, or they, them. Then you're done.
Rocky 9, I will not be
you're out.
Gen Zers are ghosting employers. They're not even showing up on the first day. A recent survey... of the employment, the employment website Indeed found that 75% of the 1,500 UK workers polled have ignored a prospective employee in the last 12 months. That's crazy.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with the team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Russia continues daily drone and missile attacks on Ukraine.
Russian forces overnight attacked Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, with drones and missiles, killing at least six people and wounding more than 10. The city's governor says strikes damaged residential buildings, a gas station, a kindergarten, a cafe, a shop, and cars. Overall, Russia fired 32 Iranian-made Shahed drones and six missiles at Ukraine, according to an Air Force commander. Russia hasn't commented on the strikes, but says that Ukraine, on Saturday morning, fired Vampire rockets at Russia. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Israel's military says it's recovered the body of a 47-year-old farmer who was held hostage in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiators prepare for another round of talks on Sunday in Egypt on brokering a ceasefire 6 months into the war, and Hamas says it will attend. A shooting at a Florida bar kills two people, injures seven.
Police say a fight broke out at 3:30 Saturday morning at the Martini Bar at the City Place Doral Mall in the Miami suburb. When a security guard tried to break it up, a man took out a gun and shot and killed the guard. Two off-duty Doral police officers who were also providing security returned fire, with one of them killing the shooter. One of the off-duty cops was shot in the leg, according to the department. Six other bystanders were also hit by gunfire, five men and a woman, with two in critical condition. Doral police say an investigation is underway to determine who shot who. I'm Julie Walker.
11 people were injured when a bus carrying University of South Carolina students blew a tire, hit a concrete barrier in Mississippi. State troopers say the driver and a student were critically injured, taken by helicopter to hospitals after the crash on Friday. Nine other students were taken by ambulance. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Mexico's government severed diplomatic ties with Ecuador after police broke into the Mexican embassy to arrest a former Ecuadorian vice president. The extraordinary use of force shocked and mystified regional leaders and diplomats and drew protests from other Latin American nations. More from the BBC's Leonardo Rocha.
President Lula of Brazil said the police operation violated diplomatic law and could set a dangerous precedent. The left-wing leaders of Venezuela, Colombia, Cuba, and Nicaragua were quick to express solidarity with Mexico. Argentina's Javier Milei, a close ally of Ecuador's center-right president Daniel Noboa, also issued a statement condemning the operation.
Authorities are investigating Jorge Glass over alleged irregularities during his management of reconstruction efforts following a powerful 2016 earthquake that killed hundreds. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Kansas lawmakers approve another year's worth of funding for state agencies, but not without controversy.
That action comes after a few legislators staged a last-minute public protest over a 93% pay increase for lawmakers. You heard that correct. 93% pay hike. The Senate approved the bill 26-12. Meanwhile, in the House, the vote was 78-44. The measure now goes to Democratic Governor Laura Kelly, who is expected to sign it into law. Jason Walker reporting.
Legislation that would have barred transgender students from bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams that correspond with their gender identity has failed in the Nebraska legislature. The measure needed 33 votes Friday to end a filibuster and failed by a margin of 31-15. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil. Put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low mulch mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Basalite pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Lauchs Landscape Supplies Spring Sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks for being with us all week long. It's been a lot of fun, very interesting, a lot of breaking news. This hour, we're going to be joined by Senator Shelley Moore Capito. And she, of course, could have a Republican alongside her in West Virginia for the first time in her career. Joe Manchin says, I'm not going to do it again. I'm not running for president. By the way, side note, it looks like No Label is not going to run at all. They said that they have no hero to step up and take the label. They got the money. They're probably not going to go anywhere for now. But they do not have a candidate, and sadly, with the passing of Joe Lieberman, they really have a huge gap and a vacuum in their leadership. With me right now in studio, he's got to do TV in a short time, is Michael Whatley. Michael's got a big job on his hands, and he just got it. He is the RNC chairman, along with Lara Trump. Michael, great to see you in person.
It's great to be on with you.
All right, so your thoughts, when did it first occur to you that this is a position that you might be able to fill and wanted to fulfill?
Look, when the president called and said, hey, Dr. Rana, we're going to make a change and we want you to step up and we want you to step in. You know, I've been serving as the North Carolina Republican Party chair for 5 years. I've been the general counsel for the RNC. So I felt like, yeah, we can step in and we can absolutely make an impact.
How did you make an impact with the former president that he thought you were the right person?
You know, I think it comes down to winning in North Carolina. We're a true battleground state. You know, 30% Republican, 33 Democrat, 37% unaffiliated, and we ran the table. You know, I had worked with his campaign senior advisor in 2016 and ran the state in 2020. So he knew we knew how to win in a battleground state. And we had a huge push on election integrity. I built the largest election integrity program of any state in the country in 2020. And that's obviously a huge focus for him here.
The way I look at it, and you could tell me if you don't like this analogy, it's like sports. You go to the team's stadium, and it's up to you to adjust to the turf, adjust to these. You can't complain about it, right? Even if the refs are hometown refs, you got to find a way to win. Now that you're in 2024, looking back at 2020, you know the districts that gave you guys problems. You know the precincts that gave you problems. I know you just got the job for a month, but have you been looking at the top of my head places in Michigan that you still have questions about, in Arizona that took forever to count, in Philadelphia? Have you guys put a target map on how do we make those districts come into line to crown a winner in which everyone could have confidence in?
Yeah, 100%. You know, as the general counsel, I actually helped put together our election integrity program at the RNC. I've been to Philadelphia. I have been to Phoenix, Arizona. I've been to Milwaukee. I'm going to Detroit next month. We are working all around the country right now to
all
make sure
all urban environments with Democratic mayors.
Absolutely, right? But, you know, the thing is that when you are in the room, it makes a difference. And so we are recruiting and training tens of thousands of volunteers. We're recruiting and training thousands of attorneys that we are going to make sure that we are in the room when votes are being cast and when they're being counted. The other big thing that we're doing is we're making sure that the rules of the road are in place in all of these states. So we have filed lawsuits. We have worked with regulators. We have worked with legislators. We're changing the laws, and we're filing suits. I've got 80 lawsuits right now going on around the country, 24 different states, to make sure that it is going to be very easy to vote and hard to cheat.
So I, off the top of your head, we heard Jim Crow 2.0 when it came to Atlanta, right, into Georgia. And the president totally mislabeled what that, and totally irresponsibly, and I think even in Democrats' view, the Major League All-Star game pulls out over in Georgia. Everyone's worried about Georgia. But what he did is, I'm going to limit the number of drop boxes. I'm going to make sure people online can't be bribed with water or gifts or paraphernalia. So now if they had a good election, it's a solid election. What pandemic rules are in place that still bother you? It easily should have been brought back now that we're way past.
Look, the biggest thing that we've tried to do, especially in states like Wisconsin and Georgia, is get rid of the drop boxes, make sure that we have protections on mail-in votes, right? You have to have a signature. You have to have a witness. You have to have.
You have that in Wisconsin because you have that in Georgia now.
Yeah, we do. And we've got it in Wisconsin as well. And we're going to continue to fight in every state to make sure that we have those types of rules, right? It's not unreasonable for you to say that your absentee ballot has to be in on Election Day. It's not unreasonable to say that you have to have voter ID. These are all things that are supported by 70-80% of Americans when it comes to election integrity. They want it. Even in Wisconsin on Tuesday night, they passed two constitutional amendments
right.
to ban Zuckerbucks and make sure that we're going to have the good rules of the road in place up there.
Interesting. When you get money, it's not just for President Trump, the presidency. If for it to be effective in RNC, you got to make sure you have senators, you have to make sure you keep that house, even state houses. Democrats will probably outraise you. I think it's pretty clear they might outraise everybody. Your thoughts about how it's distributed down the line, away from the White House?
Look, our main mission is to win at a federal level. We are, at the end of the day, the RNC is a federal committee. And we are working with the NRCC, the Congressional Campaign Committee. We're working with the NRSC, the Senate Campaign Committee, to make sure that we're going to flip the Senate and expand our majority in the House. But we exist first and foremost to win the presidential race. And when we go win these battleground states, we are going to have a tide that's going to lift all boats, right? So we can't be all things to all people. What we can do is make sure that we are going to get out the vote and we're going to protect the ballot. And when we do those two things, it's going to help Donald Trump get back to the White House. It's going to make sure that we flip the Senate and we expand our majority in the
House. Michael Whatley, our guest, he's co-running the RNC. Michael, the other problem is voting early. I know it's probably going to happen if there's debates. The voting might start before the debates. So what is the new policy for the RNC on voting early? Ronna McDaniel was all in on that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Republicans are responding to that. What have you found?
Look, over half of the voters in America are going to vote before Election Day. That includes Republicans. It includes independents. We have to talk to those voters before they go vote. We have to make sure that they are informed voters. We are going to have across the country, people can vote on Election Day. They can vote early or they can vote by mail. We want to make sure that they go vote. And so we're going to talk to them and we're going to say, here are your three options. Here's how you do it if you want to vote by mail. Here's how you do it if you're going to vote early. We're going to talk to them before they go vote so they're informed voters.
So obviously the Democrats want to run against they want to make Trump the bad guy rather than make Joe Biden the good guy. So a couple of things that they've done. When the president says immigrants, these murderers are animals, they are saying the former president's calling all immigrants animals. Not true. They're saying to the president he is going to be a dictator on the first day. He was kidding with Sean Hannity when he said the first day I'm going to be there because we're going to build that wall and I'm going to kick out all the immigrants and then I'll relax. He was kidding, but they're still using it. And now the new thing is bloodbath. Cut 35.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line. And you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars.
So what was he referring to?
What he was referring to there is the economic impact of having all of these cars built by Chinese manufacturers in Mexico and then coming across without tariffs.
So
right?
you're listening to that in normal people, especially if you know Trump.
Yeah,
you know exactly
absolutely.
What he meant.
Look, I think the bloodbath that we need to be worried about right now is on the border and
right.
the fact that we've got migrant crime.
Michael,
coming
I hear you,
across.
But listen to the way they're spinning it. Cut 36.
Yeah.
I mean, what I heard was a continuation of the same rhetoric, the same endorsement of political violence that we've seen from Donald Trump.
He's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath?
It's just bullshit. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid.
They have a quick reaction team to do that. Do you have one?
We do. We have an absolutely fantastic communication shop. We've got a great opposition research program at the RNC, and we're building it out right now. I think the key for us is Joe Biden and what he's doing to America, what he's doing to the world through his weak foreign policy leadership, through an open border that's bringing 9.5 million illegal immigrants across the border, is putting America in a much worse place. And we need to be ready to go every single day to ask the American voters, are you better off under Joe Biden or were you better off and will you be better off under Donald Trump?
Great number, 63 million last month. Now I understand a fundraiser is coming together that you guys are projecting 30 million. Could you tell us about that?
Look, we've got a dinner tomorrow night down at Mar-a-Lago. We're going to raise $40 million at this thing. The excitement for President Trump is absolutely palpable. He has been our formal presumptive nominee for about 3.5 weeks. And in that time, over the first month of having him in place, we're going to raise $100 million. Is that enough? No. But it's certainly a really, really strong start to make sure we have the resources that we need to get our message out to every American family, because that's how they're going to
roll of social media in that. Where's the money go? What do you need the money for?
We need the money for Lead on Target. We're going to win by doing two things. We are going to get out the vote, and we're going to protect the ballot. It all comes down to making sure that every Republican goes to the polls and every independent voter knows the difference between Biden and Trump. And then we've got to make sure we have election integrity in place everywhere we go. We want to make sure the rules of the road are in place, and we want to make sure that we have observers and attorneys in the room when the votes are being counted and cast.
Your thoughts about Ronna McDaniel losing her NBC contract because she was RNC chair?
Talk about hypocrisy. Talk about ridiculous double standards. You know, when you have the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, walk straight out of the White House to the MSNBC studio, not a single one of those NBC reporters had a fit. None of them thought it was a crisis at all. You put one Republican on stage over there, and they have a complete and total meltdown. It's a double standard that's appalling.
Give my best to Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino. Michael Watley, congratulations on the job. Have some fun over the next seven
Will
months.
Will do. Thank you, sir.
All right. That is Michael Watley, RNC chair. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Attention business owners, stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel's been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 866-62-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 866-62-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start in their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timeline, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 866-62-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 866-62-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 866-62-STEEL. That's 866-627-8335.
I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A former Syracuse basketball player is accused of being a drug mule for rapper Sean Diddy Combs. 25-year-old Brendan Paul was charged with possession of cocaine and possession of a controlled substance, accused of acquiring drugs and guns for the music mogul. According to the New York Post, he was arrested at the airport before he could board Diddy's private jet. Federal agents raided Diddy's Los Angeles and Miami mansions earlier this week in the wake of multiple sexual assault and sex trafficking lawsuits and investigations. Back in November, Diddy's ex-longtime girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, sued him, accusing him of rape and abuse over the course of a decade. One day after she filed the claim, the exes settled out of court. According to a Facebook post, Paul worked in studios alongside Diddy. He played 16 games for the Syracuse Orange in his freshman and sophomore years before transferring to Fairmont State University. He's going to be back in court next month. There's more on the story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Rick Allen of Def Leppard and healing arts practitioner Lauren Monroe, founders of the Raven Drum Foundation. The foundation's goal is to provide a healing space for trauma survivors and communities in crisis with a focus on veterans and first responders. They combine storytelling and music and arts at events and retreats. Monroe shared some of the best feedback she's received from one of the retreats.
One of the veterans who's now on our board, he had a very dramatic shift into his health, and we did a 21-day cleanse with some of the veterans that were with us, and he went off all his medications at the time, and it was a very dramatic shift into just a world where he can manage his stress, his pain, and change his body.
She also spoke about how they follow up with the participants afterwards.
The most important thing is that, one, we're giving this information not just to people that are going through trauma, but to society in general, to help identify what trauma is and take away the stigma around it.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I'm going to offer him a stay in one of the Herks so he can see what he has created and understand how we are treating people with the dignity and respect that he should have shown as well.
The invitation is nothing more than a gimmick. And what I would suggest to the mayor of New York is there are people dying on his watch, law enforcement officers who are being gunned down by people who have been arrested 20 times. And he needs to take charge and make sure they keep behind bars dangerous criminals who are killing his fellow New Yorkers. He also needs to educate Americans and New Yorkers why he's spending their taxpayer money to house migrants here illegally because of Joe Biden's open border policies.
So that was Governor Abbott. He's here. He was here in New York last night for a Republican event. He was a keynote speaker. And Mayor Adams found out he was here. And he said, you know, he could come by and see some of the soft-sided facilities that we put our migrants in. He could also hear about the great program we have. We now give them debit cards full of $350. If you're a family of four with two kids or 28 days, you not only stay for free, we do your laundry, we turn down your bed, and we give you $350 a week to eat. Because evidently they don't like our food. So this city that is so angry at Texas, don't be angry at Texas. Over 100,000 people have come here. 67,000, over 200,000. 67,000 are still here. And yes, some are bust. 40,000 came from Texas. But the rest came from Joe Biden. They all came from Joe Biden. He let everybody know, if you come here and you want to come, you can stay. They came to Texas. He bussed them here. And now it's Adams against Abbott. Come on, Mr. Mayor. You know that Abbott is not the problem. He's making everyone understand this is an American problem. But get this. By the summer of 2025, the New York City will have paid $10,600,000,000 for illegal immigrants. Hochul wants $2.4 billion in the next fiscal budget. Taxes, this is one of the places, if you're listening around the country, in Indianapolis or Dayton, Ohio, this is one of the highest tax areas. Now, it's different if, you know, you got to keep things going and there's a very expensive to keep the MTA rolling. But it's another thing to write checks to people that don't belong here who are screwing up our whole system, not looking to excel, but take their gangster criminal attitudes and rob us, make everything unsafe. So Adams has this new pilot program that's going to cost $600 million that is going to put money in the pockets of illegal immigrants. Why wouldn't they come? I mean, do you know in California, they are giving them free health care. Why wouldn't they come? In Chicago, this idiot mayor, I didn't think you could do worse than Lori Lightfoot, but you did, people of Chicago, now says we could take 700,000 illegal immigrants. Really? You can't handle and keep the people safe in your city right now with Americans. How dare you say that you could spend that much? When it comes to Denver, migrant spending, 60 million plus, they can't afford that. 180 million allocated to food and shelter for people that don't belong here. 10% of the city's annual budgets go to migrant aid. Think about the after-school programs. Think about the schools that are heavily taxed. Think about the transit system that's not being improved. It's not being kept up. There's only so much money you have. Also, in a time in which there's not economic expansion, you wonder what people of Denver are doing. You know what they're doing now? They're telling them, go to New York. It's much better. Los Angeles, $1,000 per month through Los Angeles County, guaranteed income, $1,000 a month. Now, if you're stuck in El Salvador, or actually El Salvador got better, or Ecuador, why would you not make your way to Los Angeles? You can get in, you can stay, and you have free health care for 700,000 individuals under the state's Medi-Cal system. Now, they're buried in debt. So they're cutting a lot, and they're losing a lot of high earners. Hollywood's moving out. They're doing things in Chicago, in Georgia now. Although they tried to boycott Georgia because Stacey Abrams didn't win an election. Remember that? Remember how skewed everything was at the time? People are sobering up. People are sobering up to understanding that it is not Donald Trump is the problem. He's not anti-immigrant. He's anti-illegal immigrant. It's not okay to help break our borders. It's not okay to not fully fund the defense. It's not okay to continue to lose your recruiting goals. It's not okay to leave Afghanistan the way we did. It's not okay to take millions of dollars and give it to states that you want to get into your electoral college column and give them money for green energy in underprivileged areas. They're not going to put it to solar panels. Why would you if you have so many other needs? Here's more from Greg Abbott, Cut 5.
Congress has already passed three laws on the books before Joe Biden took office. One that requires the president to deny illegal entry, another to detain anybody who does enter illegally, and three is to build border barriers. Because Biden is doing none of those, that's why all of these people are coming in, including the terrorists, both known and unknown, and it's also why we have so many people crossing the country.
And this is what I want you to understand, that people in Texas do. Every time they put up their makeshift wall in the beginning, the federal government was told, cut it down. Every time they put up their border, they come up with legislation to be able to take control of their own border. Jail, this is their new rule with SB4. If you come across illegally, you go to jail. If you want to not go to jail, go back to your own country. And they were going to provide money to do it. And the government, the federal government, this White House sued. So anyone who tells you, well, that's bipartisan legislation, would have fixed the whole problem. Republicans want the issue. No. You're seeing the federal government with their legal actions, how much they're against it. Keep in mind, they were told by a court to build the wall. He promised to fix the holes. He has done neither. They have $650 million worth of fence just laying in the desert. He won't do it. If you want to know how serious he is, don't listen to him when he says, they got to give me the money. They got to pass the legislation. Judge it by the legal actions he's taken against the one state run by a Republican governor who wants to get control of their border. And that is a Republican governor in Abbott, and that is a state of Texas. New Mexico's feeling the pain. Man, is Arizona feeling the pain. And so is California. They don't want to say it because they're from the Democratic Party and they don't want to make their president look bad in election year, but it's making the country look bad. It should be America first. Yeah, for Americans. Shelley Moore Capper, the senator from West Virginia, next.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
How is his support unwavering, but you're also reconsidering policy choices?
Both can be true.
They cannot be true. They're completely different things.
No. And he made it clear to the Prime Minister in his call that our support for Israel's self-defense remains ironclad.
That is Admiral Kirby, and I always say this, I feel bad for him, because this guy spent his life in the military. He knows it's not true. They have totally changed their policy, but to Biden's credit, for now, they have not slowed down the weapon shipments. I think $18 million worth of equipment that was already scheduled to go, and bombs and everything. We even got details is going. The question is, they want more F-16s. Will that be going? And what they did yesterday, in an hour phone call, evidently, if the readouts are correct, President Biden told Bibi Netanyahu, get to a ceasefire. What kind of idiot is he? Do you understand? If you demand they get to a ceasefire, you've taken the leverage away from Bibi Netanyahu. So they're going to go meet with the CIA director and work out some type of ceasefire in Qatar. Really? Okay. Hamas has been walking away because they think they have leverage. They don't care about dead Palestinians. They don't really care that much about dead Hamas people. They want to survive. If they survive, they win. Israel loses. Senator Shelley Moore Capito joins us now, Appropriations, Transportation, ranking member of the U.S. Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. Senator, welcome back. Your thoughts about our change in policy after that terrible mistake of killing these charity workers, these aid workers that were en route to give the Palestinians some food and some essentials?
Well, I mean, obviously the Israel has taken responsibility for what unfortunately, very unfortunately, happened with the World Central Kitchen staff, and you know, it's tough to see and hard to read. But they did take immediate responsibility for the mistake. But I agree with what you're saying in terms of what the president said yesterday. Basically, is kicking the legs of the stool out from under Israel in terms of being able to get their hostages back in order for them to be able to completely eliminate Hamas, who says in their own constitution loudly that they, or in their verbiage, that they want to destroy the state of Israel. I mean, what they did on October 7th will probably pale to what they will do if they are able to stay in a strong position. And I believe what President Biden said yesterday is damaging to our relationship with Israel, but also damaging to Israel's ability to defend itself.
No doubt about it. I just want you to hear what General Jack Keane told me last hour about what it means for these negotiations. Cut 19.
What's taking place here is go to a ceasefire and make concessions to achieve that ceasefire. Certainly negotiations have been going on for some time, and Netanyahu has had a six-week ceasefire on the table for weeks. But Hamas, in those negotiations, has been quite impossible to deal with. Now, what have we done? We just strengthened Hamas's hand rather dramatically and leveraged them in those negotiations. And we should it's quite appalling. We should stay out of this.
You know, I remember over the last 20 years, we have the best military in the world with the best intelligence. We made some mistakes. We killed some innocent people. And the last thing we would want is one of our allies calling us out. Do you agree?
I do agree. I mean, I think last time we talked, Brian, we were talking about Senator Schumer on the floor of the United States
Yep.
Senate, basically telling Israel to replace their government, a free democracy. We don't like your leader. Take your leader and find another one. That, to me, just signals where this administration is. I think they're bending to the pressures that they have, particularly because it's an election year and they're getting pressures from the left. And so you can see in what they're saying at the press conferences and what supposedly the president told the prime minister of Israel, that they are losing the battle within their own party, and they're willing to impinge on friendships and meddle in other people, other countries' abilities to defend themselves.
The way I would do it, Senator, I would say every conversation would start with, we're only in having this conversation because of October 7th. The
right.
Israelis had no interest in going in Gaza ever. They said, you kidding me? We don't want any part of that. Here are the keys, Sharon said. Then he went into a coma. You start every conversation with babies being put in oven, limbs being caught, cut off people that previously had been aiding the Palestinians, and sometimes in Gaza. And people are taking kidnapped and could from 8 months old to 80 year olds. And then I'd say about those aid workers, terrible tragedy. I'm going to talk to Israel about this. We will aid them with their intelligence to make sure this doesn't happen again and make sure we take care of the families, especially the American family. Whatever it takes. But I just don't understand it. Do you believe it's about Minnesota and Michigan? Less about, more about that than it is about anything else.
It absolutely is, but I tell you what it also is about is confusion. I think this confuses not just Israel and supporters here in this country of Israel, but it's confused. It's typical of President Biden's international policies of one day you say one thing, one day you say another. I mean, you know, the spokesperson said, well, we're saying both things. You can't say both things, and not in this environment and not in these dangerous times. And so I think, you know, now you see instability supposedly brewing in Iran with some kind of retaliatory strike. We know ISIS is flaring up again. And I think a lot of that is attributable to the fact that we are not as strong as we need to be and clear in our message to our friends.
Senator Capito, I know you're going to be heavily involved as a ranking member to get Mayorkas impeached. What chance does that have in the Senate where you need two-thirds of a vote? Are you even going to get a vote? Is that solely up to Chuck Schumer?
It is. It is definitely up to Chuck Schumer and the Democrats on what direction they want to go on April 10th when we receive the impeachment notice from the House. I would prefer a full Senate trial. Why don't we listen to what the charges are and how effective they would be? To think that we could get to two-thirds, I think, is probably not going to happen in a realistic. But that doesn't mean we should hear a full trial. It should be conducted before the Senate, and we should begin it right away. Because impeachment is a very serious charge. And he, Mayorkas, and the president have basically failed to follow the law. We see the numbers. They're up every month, more and more and more. And now I read yesterday about the Chinese nationals that are now outnumbering the Mexicans coming into the California sector. Those numbers are staggering in and of itself. And so you see that he has no control, and Mayorkas is following his orders and not paying attention to the law.
Right. I mean, he's awful, and he was there on record. There's not one plan. He took great pride on MSNBC of saying, I reversed every order possible as it relates to the border that Donald Trump put in place. And now they're saying this is just a migrant surge that anyone would be experiencing, a broken system that they inherited. But I just think the American people are smarter than that. I'm going to add to your Chinese story. There's a story today on Fox News from T.W. Shannon that talks about Chinese mobsters among the illegals coming here. And they're going to states, and we have two affiliates there in Oklahoma, in Tulsa and Oklahoma City, in states like Oklahoma. And they're beginning to take over areas in drugs and drug trafficking and even murder. I mean, have you even heard about this? This caught me by surprise this morning.
I actually had not heard that. I just saw yesterday the numbers encapsulated from 2021, 2022, and then when you bounce down to 2023 and this year, the numbers, I mean, are up like, I don't know, thousands of percent of Chinese nationals. We don't know who these people are. And I mean, I think if there's one thing we know, if China can infiltrate us in any way, they're going to try, because they keep trying our universities and other things, our farmland, et cetera. So this is, I think, a major red flag. And it just shows the porousness of the border, but it also shows the administration's, they're just catching these people and releasing them then into the country. They're not even, you know, sending them back or sending them to another country. Just putting them right into our country and say, see you in 8 years, because the system's so broken, when we don't even attempt to try to fix it. And that is just, the American people can see what's going on here. And, I think it's scaring people. I mean, I'm here in West Virginia. We have a huge fentanyl issue, and we know it's coming from the southern border. We know it's going, you know, our border agents can't do everything all at once. And what's happening? More drugs are coming through because of the enormous surge of humankind coming through unabated into our country with no deterrence. And President Trump figured out deterrence. This president could figure it out too.
So as you sit now, we're 7 months out into the election. When you look at the Senate and how much easier your life would be if you're in the majority, it looks like Jim Justice would be a shoo-in to replace Joe Manchin. Hogan is neck and neck over in Maryland. You have a Navy SEAL taking on John Tester over in Montana, and then in Ohio, you have Sherrod Brown, who is with got a small 3-point lead over the new Republican candidate. Where are you focusing your energy? Where are you most concerned? What do you think we should keep an eye on?
Well, certainly, West Virginia, I think we put in the win column. Governor Justice will be the next senator, and I'm very pleased and excited about
that.
He's
a great man.
We do have a primary.
What a success story he is. He's fantastic.
Yeah, very successful here. Things are on the move in our state. I would say the next vulnerable one is probably Montana because of the huge support for President Trump there.
Tim Sheehy.
Will help that.
Yeah,
will help Tim Sheehy. But, you know, you see others popping out. Ohio is getting redder. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be a challenge to make sure that our votes come out in Ohio. Sherrod Brown is not not a pushover by any stretch of the imagination. He's been in for several terms. And I think also what you see in Nevada is good. And I think we got a shot in Arizona. We've got Mike Rogers wins that primary up in Michigan, which I hope that he does. He is a real dynamo. Pennsylvania, the playing field is very, very good. And I'm really excited about Hogan in Maryland because he is just awesome. He was a great governor. You know, we get a lot of his news and everything here in West Virginia as well. And I've met him more than a few times. Really, really wonderful person.
Senator, you live this life, but do you know the moderates like Sinema and Manchin are gone? John Tester pretends to be a moderate. He doesn't. So you know, no. If for some reason Democrats to use this cycle, which is heavily weighted to Republicans, they're going to go for the jugular to get rid of the filibuster, add two more states, pack the court, because there's no moderate force to stop them. So it's really all or nothing this term. Am I overstating it?
Well, on the filibuster, Brian, you're definitely not overstating it. If Chuck Schumer has his way, he and his members have already pledged to overturn the filibuster, which means every vote is a majority vote. So if the Democrats have the majority, they win every vote in the Senate. And you know, you could see how close it is in the House. So these Senate races are absolutely key to stopping this. I pledged under President Trump that I would not remove the filibuster because I can really see both sides of it, both when you're in the majority and the minority, and what a useful tool it is to be able to prevent bad things, you know, judges and new states and more taxes. I mean, it would just go on and on. More green energy. They just announced another $20 billion going out to 8 nonprofits for green energy, for a green bank. I mean, the money flowing is just obviously damaging our economy, but where is it going? And I think, you know, the Supreme Court would probably be the most damaging segment of not having control of the Senate, I think, as what the Democrats want to do, enlarge the court and then pack it.
I mean, you're in energy. You're on the Committee on Environment and Public Works, and you don't know where the money is going, but you know this. Vice President Harris yesterday and EPA Administrator Michael Regan will announce selections for a $20 billion in awards to stand up a national financing network that will fund tens of thousands of climate and clean energy projects across the country in low-income disadvantaged communities. My sense is when I go into those communities that they don't need solar panels. What are they talking about? That is so general. It's ripe for corruption. Is there an inspector general over that?
Well, certainly the EPA has an inspector general that we would be able to access. But, you know, the oversight of this is crazy. I looked through the list of the names. One of them has Appalachia in there, and I thought, well, wow, I wonder who this is. I live in Appalachia, and I don't know who these people are. So, you know, they're going to get billions of dollars. Where is this money going to go? And you know, I think what we would rather do is see our full energy, all of the above energy being utilized. And that's the key to our success as a country in the past, and that would be key to the success in the future. And so they just can't get enough of the green. Look, there's – I think it's $7 billion to go for charging stations. They've built seven in the last 3 years. Are you going to tell me that we're going to now give them another $20 billion to do green energy projects that really will just end up empowering certain nonprofits? Unbelievable. But we will be digging into it for sure.
All right. Thanks so much, Senator. I feel like we covered a lot. The impeachment, you got the Israel situation. I didn't ask you about Ukraine aid. I know it's not in your chamber, but what do you hope Mike Johnson does next week?
You know, I've been trying to read between the lines, as I'm sure you have, of what he says he's going to do, how he's going to try to pass something. I'm kind of at the point where I can't predict. I mean, I think that maybe this loan idea could possibly pass. I think it's I voted for it because I believe a strong Ukraine will help us push
Absolutely.
Putin. You saw, you know, Macron, who's, you know, I'm not sure what we think about him, but he's over there saying, look, we have got to stop Putin now or the French are going to be in trouble. I mean, he's waking up to the fact of that Putin wants to get into Europe and wants to invade past Ukraine if he's successful. And we can't let that happen.
Senator,
I don't know what's going to happen in the House. Really don't. It's hard to predict.
I agree with you. As much as I like J.D. Vance, I don't know where he's coming from on this. But there are some Republicans that just think that we should be, I don't know, siding with Russia. It beats me. Senator Capito, thanks so much.
All right. You have a good day, and thank you.
You got it. People of West Virginia, lucky to have her. We're back in a moment with your calls. If I could squeeze them in. Next. Don't move.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 1-866-74-STEEL. That's 1-866-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 1-866-74-STEEL to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 1-866-74-STEEL. That's 1-866-74-STEEL.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Well, they say there are certain things that shouldn't be brought up at the kitchen table, but not here at the Duffys. So pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
And we're going to share some real-life solutions as well to the everyday issues that you all talk about. And we're going to talk about some of those things that we agree on.
And some that we don't.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you still 100% with Israel, and what's your advice to Netanyahu beyond get it over with in a hurry?
Well, that's all the advice you can give. I mean, that's the advice. You got to get it over with, and you have to get back to normalcy. And I'm not sure that I'm loving the way they're doing it, because you got to have victory. You have to have a victory. And it's taking a long time. And the other thing is, I hate they put out tapes all the time. Every night they're releasing tapes of a building falling down. They shouldn't be releasing tapes like that. They're doing. That's why they're losing the PR war. Israel is absolutely losing the PR war.
But Trump's going for victory. But I give him credit for this. He's saying, look, optics matter. You don't want to be killing civilians. We know that's not the objective, but that's the way it's being portrayed. Get ahead of the message and get this done. He knows they got to go in and eradicate Hamas. The former president never signed up for a two-state solution because he knew the Palestinians didn't want it. They walked away from every deal. If you ask the Palestinians now, they don't want a two-state solution. They can't get a leadership committee that even wants a two-state solution. They want Israel out. That's what Israel knows. That's what they're doing, what they're doing. I think this is one of the strongest public statements the president made. The most savvy, anyway.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.